Hi, everybody. What's up?
Hi.
Colby's here today. Hey, your mic's late. Let me move it for you a little bit.
Hey, guys.
Colby is doing something that I don't do. It's called working out. And as he explained to me before the show, apparently, I think he said that he's been a wuss, which, again, I can't judge because I don't do any of it. But apparently the gym kicked his butt today, so now he's dying.
I did legs on Friday. Friday, so 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And soreness, the way the soreness works, it's the second day after you do a workout is when you hurt the
right.
worst.
So, like, so workout, next day fine, next day sore.
Yep.
Okay.
I was sore yesterday.
All right.
And then at night,
So it started 24 hours early?
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
So today it's really bad.
It's so bad.
I gotcha.
I've never done, I do calf, seated calf raises for the leg, the lower legs, your calves.
Yeah. That was a goat, by the way, not a cow.
I did too much, I think.
Yeah?
I think I did too much. Well, I do those all the time.
I think you go too ham. Because I was reading Unofficial Tony P's Twitter, and he did a live stream to get out of leg day.
Yeah.
Like, do you know he tweeted that?
Mm.
He's like, thank God I have to do this live stream because it got me out of leg day. Thank you all. And I'm thinking, like, oh, means Colby's out there doing leg day.
Yeah, he was like, well, I texted him at 4:30.
Okay.
When I was still at work.
Right.
And I was like, hey, are you coming to the
like,
gym
prepare
like,
him.
At 6? He's like, well, I got a live stream at 6, so I could either go now.
He's got a live stream at 6.
Or after, and I'm like, well, I got shit to do
this,
after,
this
and I'm
man's
at work.
Never done a live stream before 8 p.m.
Yeah.
It is like, or on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, he's like, oh, what day is it, leg day? He's like, oh, man. What time you want to go? 6. Oh, I got,
yep.
I got, the in-laws are coming, man. I got homework to do. I got to feed the hog. I got a lot of problems.
I used to hate leg day.
Yeah.
I still kind of do, but I do enjoy it now more than I did.
Well,
I don't understand why.
I don't understand how you enjoy any of it. What is the joy? Is the joy the 30 minutes while you're doing it, followed by 48 hours of pain and sadness?
The pain and sadness part sucks.
Right. That's the part
the
I'm most concerned about.
Of the endorphins of stress and anger.
Right.
Are the best part of it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
See, I just like,
and just pushing to lift more weight.
I don't know what I do to release my anger.
I just want to lift like 2 full-grown toddlers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like toddlers aren't that heavy, though.
I know. I can do more than those.
Yeah, you can probably do, like, 5 toddlers.
I got, like, 2 really, really, like, skinny girls.
We should measure all weight in toddlers.
Yeah. I don't know.
What did you lift today, dude? I lift 20 toddlers.
Toddler.
Well, Aaron is 8, and he weighs 45 pounds, but I feel like he's on the small side, which is ironic because of me.
Yeah, that's like my starting bench.
I would feel like toddlers are like 15 to 20 pounds each.
That's not a lot at all.
No. That's what I'm saying, man. You could probably lift 10 toddlers.
I'm going to go full-grown child now.
Mm-hmm. Lift cake, Morris says. That's what I do. I was trying to think, like, how do I get out my anger and stress? And I was going to say video games, but in reality, those generally just enrage me further. I guess it depends on the game.
Yeah, but you've never been, well...
I keep my rage bottled up.
Until something happens.
Yeah, and then like it vents.
A Prius
yeah.
takes forever to cross lanes. And then it comes out in full force.
Did you see on Reddit? Did you see on Reddit? I think it was this week. There was a meme of a Prius going around. And it had a giant bumper sticker on the back that said, I'm saving fuel to buy more guns. Like, what is... Who is this Prius driver?
Who is this random, like... Half Republican,
right.
half Dim.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the gas mileage is different than saving the planet.
I just did. If I was a betting man,
mm-hmm.
all right, I would never assume that a Trump supporter would drive a Prius.
No.
Just ever.
Unless they are really broke and want to save gas.
But Prius, I feel like there's so many more options out there. Like a Prius was like a... Here, I think I'm a little out of camera. That's better. I also hit your mic. Apologize. I feel like Prius is like...
You moved it at all. Perfect.
How about that? Is that better?
That's better.
Yeah.
And they can actually see your setup a little bit now.
Yeah, they can see my... That's the side of my TV, and then this is the audio recording. This is the capture PC. This is half of King Louis's head. So that is my water.
Yeah, that's an insight into the show right there.
Yeah, that's my son's bookcase and
really see
clothes
that much.
Over there. Yeah. I mean, it's not really
exciting.
I like
this. I don't like being on camera. Take me off. Keep it there. Damn it. Why? Why?
Yeah, it's better.
That is.
I think it's back exactly where it was.
Nah, you fixed it a little bit.
I think it's a little better.
Yeah.
You know, it would solve this problem if I had my other camera and we'd never have to move it. Yeah. Anyway, I was saying, I think Priuses, okay, were a good option for saving fuel 10 years ago.
Yes.
Now I feel like there's a trillion hybrids. Because isn't an electric car, it's just a hybrid, right?
I think there's trucks that are hybrid.
Right, I think pretty much everything made in the last two or three years has a hybrid option.
That's a dumb Trump supporter right there.
That's what I'm saying, man. It doesn't make any sense. Maybe he's a Bernie supporter who loves guns. Is that a thing? I don't know. Sure, I mean, I'm not really anti-guns, but I'm anti-Trump, so...
I don't give a shit about guns, really, just as long as you... I feel the registering thing is, like, duh.
Right. I feel there's a lot of does, but there's a lot of does for a lot of issues
and
in America.
I think, like, the worry of people with guns about registering them is, like, they'll know that I've got the guns, so when they want to take them away, they'll come and
I think that is the worry, yeah.
And I'm like, do you know how many other people have guns?
Right.
I don't think there's enough military personnel to take guns away from every single person
also,
in the U.S.
Guns aren't really what I'd be worried about. Like, I guess guns is the solution to all the problems. Like, okay, I registered my car, so if the government wants to come take my car, I can shoot them with my gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
I was watching Arrow.
But why, if they come to take your gun, why can't you shoot them with your gun?
Right, exactly.
It's like, what's the difference?
Like, there was a riot happening in the show, and then, like, this inexperienced DA sent a riot task force to deal with it.
Okay.
But it just escalated the situation more.
Okay.
And so then the old experienced guy was like, why'd you do that? You're stupid. That was dumb. You shouldn't have done that. You should have known that it was just going to escalate the situation. What do you the fuck think is going to happen?
Yeah.
When they're like, hey, we're coming for your guns.
Right.
It's called setting a match.
I don't feel like
throwing it
I feel
on
like
gasoline.
You shouldn't take anyone's property unless
no.
they don't own it, but then it's not their property.
Right.
Like, if the bank comes and takes my car,
mm-hmm.
it's because it's not my car.
Right.
It's the bank's car
mm-hmm.
until I pay for it.
Exactly.
Like, if the bank came and took my car right now that I own,
yeah, they can't.
That would be stealing.
They can't do that.
And I could shoot them with my gun.
They won't do that either.
Right.
Because
that's the thing.
Right. It's gonna...
When it comes to guns, for me, I'm just like, all right, you look at the statistics, USA, more mass shootings than anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
Also, more guns than anywhere else.
Yep.
Like, those things may or may not be related. I'm not a scientist, but I feel like those are two statistics that are probably related. How to solve that problem? I don't know. But, dude, guns are cool, so...
It's like,
I mean, I also like cake, you know? Like, cake's bad for me.
I mean, you get the same problem with, like, YouTube, though.
Right.
Like, most YouTubers are fine, but then you get PewDiePie saying the N-word.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, he demeans the entire community.
Right.
Logan Paul,
great point.
Shows a dead guy in one of his videos.
Right.
He's the worst.
That's a great point.
He demeans everybody.
Because I listen to a podcast where the dude is, like, he's huge on gun rights.
Uh-huh.
And he loves shooting guns and owning guns and all that stuff. And I think that's why I don't dislike guns,
right.
Because he's a level-headed individual
yeah.
who loves guns,
right.
And you're exactly right. It's like, okay, there's one dude who camped out in a hotel room and
mm-hmm.
shot a bunch of people. He makes all the gun owners look bad. Switzerland has the same gun laws as the U.S., no mass shootings.
It's called we have a very bad mental health problem here.
That
we
could
just
be
have
it
a
too.
Health problem in general.
Yes.
That and education.
Yes.
Both of those
We're dumb
two,
and unhealthy.
Those
America.
Lead to dumb and unhealthy fucking
uh-huh.
people who are like, hey.
It's the culture, yeah. That's
still,
what Morris
I can
say,
still
yeah.
get a gun.
Yeah,
and shoot people.
I don't know, man.
Because I'm crazy.
Well, part of the problem is that when mass shootings happen, I feel like nothing happens about it.
No. But what are you going to do?
You can't. Like, if a dude kills 40 people...
go straight to guns.
Right.
All the Republicans go straight to, what, mental health?
Changing the subject.
Yeah.
Trump tweet something. Hurry.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't have an explanation for it.
Well,
Democrats
don't really either.
No.
They're presenting something, which
mm-hmm.
is better than nothing. But
yeah.
I don't know. The problem is, if you kill 30 people, the dude who killed 30 people, him dying isn't enough.
No.
Like, I mean, there's a lot to be said for the old medieval ways of, you know, let's dump him in a bag of tar and cover him in feathers and drag him behind a horse for six
right.
miles. Like that, let's do that. And then we'll kill them.
Most of the time, they just shoot themselves. What are you going to do about that?
I don't know. Take their guns away. Pull out a sword. I don't know, man. There isn't nothing you can do. It's impossible.
It's definitely just messed up.
It just sucks, man.
Mm-hmm.
It just sucks. But the top story today, I want to talk to you about this. We'll play the intro first because it's technically should be part of the show. But like this thing, this missile.
I heard about this, yes.
Dude, this missile alert in Hawaii, it's the funniest/not funniest thing that's happened in my lifetime, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know much about it. I just know that it was a mistake.
Yeah, that's a word.
That's all I know about it.
So we'll talk about that, dude. But yeah, let's play the stupid intro and then we'll finish the rest of the stupid show. Sound good?
Sound good.
All right, here we go.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I like a stand here. Present some egghead scientific argument based on fact.
Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, what's up, everybody? It is the Seth and Colby Show, episode number 53 for January 14th, 2018. Hello there. We are live twice a week, once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time and once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time. If you're not watching this live, look at the date. It's right here. Date. All right, the date. That feel good, man. Getting that out, that uh-huh. dance. Yeah. Yeah,
moving.
Yeah. Well, we're
stationary. It hurts.
He's like, I loved moving. Now I hate it.
Hurts.
He regrets it immediately. If you want to watch the show live, you can do it twice a week. Twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. That's where we're at. Follow us on there. It's free. It'll alert you when we go live. Also, follow us on Twitter. That's another good way to pay attention to new episodes. If you don't want to watch us live, that's cool. Watch it on YouTube on demand, the video, youtube.com/Seth and Colby. If you want to listen to the audio version, it's on a podcast, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, regular RSS feed, also at SethandColby.com. Get those links there. Today on the show, we're going to talk about weed. We're going to talk about Game of Thrones. We're going to talk about missile attacks and probably things that aren't on the list that we'll spend the majority of the show talking about, because that's how this show actually goes. So thank you for being here. If you want to support the show, there's a couple ways. Number one is the free way. Go to twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit the follow button. It's 100% free, and it does help the show. We passed over 100 followers. I don't know what the next milestone is. Is it 200, 250, 500? I don't know what you do. I don't know.
Maybe 250.
250 is how we're okay. That's the next milestone, I guess. Cool.
We hit 100.
We did. 100's a big deal, man.
Yeah!
It's a big deal. I'm happy about it. Also, if you want to support us with your money, okay, you could do that too. It helps. Colby is... does not want his Millennium Falcon-shaped house. Absolutely does not want it.
Nope.
He doesn't want it. Okay? Just letting you know. All right?
I don't know what I want now.
He'll think of something, I'm sure. But we are working towards a goal of a lightsaber. Take the... Yeah, there's one for you right there.
A real one?
Oh, that's not... That doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You have to do R&D for it?
Yep.
Oh, man. That's a lot of money. Well,
a lot.
That's the new goal, guys. So you can give us money in two ways. One is subscribe to the show. Monthly subscription at twitch.tv/SethandColby starts at $4.99, and there's two other options that really help the show. And then also you can donate money to the show, which you heard if you listened to last week's episode, which I highly recommend you do. Will startlingly scare me and make Colby smile. So that's what we like. And you can do that by typing ! Donate into the chat, clicking the link, giving us money, or clicking the donate link on twitch.tv/SethandColby. Those are the ways to support the show. And we are working towards three episodes a week once we reach a certain monthly milestone of money.
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
But I don't either.
When it happens, it'll happen.
We'll figure it out as we go.
So your support is appreciated.
Yeah.
Even if you're just following us or listening, we love you out there.
And tune in live.
And thank you for listening. So let's talk about this missile, man.
Yeah.
So apparently yesterday morning in Hawaii, like 8 a.m. in Hawaii, all right, one of those emergency broadcast things went to everyone's iPhone. You know how like an Amber Alert or a severe weather warning goes to like our iPhones here? Not to mine. I turned that off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If a missile comes here, won't know. All right. But apparently, and everyone in Hawaii, this emergency alert that was showing on screen showed up that said ballistic, all caps, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. 8 a.m. that arrived.
That's terrible.
So, yeah. Turns out, it was a drill. Apparently that was, there was no missile heading towards Hawaii, as it turns out.
How does that happen?
I don't know, man. Someone they blamed it on an employee who was supposed to send a test and accidentally sent a real thing. That's what they said. But it took the real controversy here is that it took 38 minutes for them to send another alert.
38?
That said false alarm. Yes.
What the hell were they doing for 38 minutes?
It took 38 minutes for the next, I don't know if there's a picture of it on this article, but it took 38 minutes for there to be another push notification.
Oh my God.
So the New York Times says, we don't read from reputable sites very often, but this is kind of serious enough that I felt like we should read some real journalism and not a blogger. An early morning emergency alert mistakenly warning of an incoming ballistic missile attack was dispatched to cell phones across Hawaii on Saturday, setting off widespread panic in a state that is already on edge because of the escalating tensions between United States and North Korea. First of all, that's hearsay, all right? Fake news.
Fake news.
It's fake news, all right? Keep your political opinions to yourself.
Who knows if they're on edge or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Communist. Ass. Yeah. Communist.
And the alert sent by the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, HEMA, by the way, which... It doesn't say that in the article, but HEMA...
MAGA.
was revoked 38 minutes after it was issued, prompting confusion over why it was released and why it took so long to rescind. State officials and residents of a normally tranquil part of the Pacific, as well as tourists swept up in the panic, immediately expressed outrage. What happened today was totally unacceptable, said Governor David Y. Ige? Ige?
Ooge? E.G.?
His last name is I.G.
Ige.
Many in our community were deeply affected by this. I am sorry for that pain and confusion that anyone may have experienced. Officials said that the alert was the result of human error and not the work of hackers or a foreign government. The mistake occurred during a shift change drill that takes place 3 times a day at the emergency command post, according to Richard Raposa, a spokesman for the agency. Someone clicked the wrong thing on the computer, he said. That was his...
Wow. Can you make it more simplified, please?
He's a boss.
Technical analysis of what happened. I didn't
like,
catch it.
He called James into his office or whoever. He's like, hey, what'd you do? And he's like, I clicked the wrong thing, man. He's like, all right, I'll tell the press.
Someone clicked the wrong thing.
I clicked the wrong thing.
Word for word, that's what I was told. I'm sorry, guys.
State officials said the agency and the governor began posting notices on Facebook and Twitter announcing the mistake, but that the flaw in the alert system delayed sending out cell phone correction. As a result, they said a cancellation template would be created to make it easier to fix mistaken alerts. A new procedure was instituted Saturday requiring 2 people to sign off before any such alert is sent. So literally, some dude clicked a button and sent an alert.
They had to change their entire setup. They were like, all right, we're dumb.
Like, what stops this dude from including a URL to revenge porn and sending it to everyone? Seriously. It sounds like there's no policy at all.
Regardless, that guy's gone.
You could... No, it's the government. No one gets fired.
No, he's dead.
Our president's paying off porn stars, dude. We're sending out ballistic missiles. Oh, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah, there's a story going around that Trump paid some porn star $150,000 in hush money to not talk about the night he paid her for sex. Yeah. So he's not going to get fired. Ballistic missile man ain't going to get fired. No one gets fired in the government, dude. He'll get transferred to some other department. He'll go to Missouri or something.
Bill Clinton gets a blowjob in office, though.
Well, he almost got fired. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He got close. That was the 90s, though. Okay?
But Trump's changed, man.
Is he?
Trump's changed.
I don't think he has a
no
people like him.
He pays for sex.
I think he definitely does.
1,000%. That was all sarcastic.
Yeah, he hasn't changed at all. No.
All I heard about him recently was him calling Haiti people shit countries or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said they came from, quote, shithole countries.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. It's great. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great week. Ballistic missile, false alarms, shithole countries. It's fun. It's fun, dude.
It's great how the presidency has turned into the next reality show. We don't need reality shows anymore.
No. Really. No.
It's just always let's check his Twitter to see what he's
thinking. We used to do that on this show. Check, see what Trump's tweet. Because it got
repetitive.
Sad.
Normal.
Scary.
You remember when he won and everybody was like, don't accept this as normal. This is not normal. And then now we're just like,
I don't accept it as normal. I just accept it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I got an Amex bill I have to pay. I have to.
He's president, man. He's president. He got elected.
At no time, officials said, was there any indication that a nuclear attack had been launched on the United States? The Federal Communications Commission announced that it had begun a, quote, full investigation into the false missile alert in Hawaii. Thank God they're on it. Maybe it'll take their attention away from destroying the internet.
Boy who cried wolf.
Right. The alert went out at 8:10 a.m., lighting up phones of people still in bed, having coffee by the beach at a Waikiki resort, or up for an early surf. Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill, it read. Hawaii has been on high emotional alert. It began staging monthly air raid drills, complete with sirens, in December. Since President Trump and Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, began exchanging nuclear threats. Estimates vary, but it would take a little more than half an hour for the missile launch from North Korea to reach Hawaii, traversing an arc of roughly 5,700 miles. State officials said the residents here would have as little as 12 minutes to find shelter once an alert was issued. Within moments of the first announcement, people flocked to shelters, crowding highways and scenes of terror and helplessness. Emergency sirens wailed in parts of the state, adding to the panic. I was running through all the scenarios in my head, but there was nowhere to go, nowhere to pull over to, said Mike Stroskow, a retired military captain. Allison Nervin, who lives in Kalua Kona, said her first instinct was to gather her family as she contemplated what she thought would be her final minutes alive. We fully felt like we were about to die. I drove to try to get to my kids, even though I knew I probably wouldn't make it, and I was fully visualizing what was happening while I was on the road. It was awful, she said. Ray Gerst was vacationing in Oahu with his wife to celebrate their 28th wedding anniversary. He received the alert as they pulled up to their tour of Kalua Ranch. Everything's Kalua, by the way, because I'm not going to read these words. All the buses stopped, and the people came running out of the ranch and said, just sit still for a minute. Nobody get off the bus, he said. They were taken into the mountains and dropped off in a concrete bunker. They sheltered in place for about 15 minutes, during which time they had no cell signal. So they wouldn't even know. It was scary. I mean, there was no intel, Mr. Gersh said. At Kiawena High School, the island of Hawaii, where a high school wrestling championship was taking place, school officials, more accustomed to alerts of high surf or tsunamis, moved people to the center of the gym as they tried to figure out how to take shelter from a missile.
Yeah.
Everyone cooperated. The athletic director of the school, Kelly Krug, said, once they were gathered, we let them use cell phones to reach loved ones. They were a couple kids were emotional. The coaches were right there to console kids. And after the retraction was issued, we gave kids time to reach out again.
God.
Matt Lepresti, a state representative, told CNN that he and his family headed for the bathroom. I was sitting in the bathtub with my children saying our prayers. Natalie Hanna, 38, of Honolulu, said she was getting ready to take her daughter to ice skating lessons when the alert came. There's nothing to prep for a missile coming in. We have no bomb shelters or anything like that. There's nowhere to go. So, you get the point. All right. So, ballistic missile alert shows up on your phone. That's the first question I have. Mm-hmm. What do we do?
Oh, we sit and wait to die.
That was my instinct as well.
I'm going out on the balcony waiting for that big old boom. That's what I'm doing.
Like, what do you...
driving towards it.
You find it in the sky and you try to catch it.
Hey, where are you going, missile? Stop it. Where are you going?
Like, there's a part of me that feels like it would get stuck in me and then bounce off.
Oh, yeah?
Disarm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like, I'd be like, like the Pillsbury Doughboy, mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, you know, a missile would shoot straight through my body and I'd be impaled, you know?
Nah.
But I guess there's, like, I was reading Reddit, okay, which is not professional journalism, but it's all anecdotal. And a lot of people on there, like, from Hawaii were like, well, I knew it was fake when 15 minutes passed and nothing had happened. And, like, there's a lot of jokes going, because it says it takes 15 minutes for the missile to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, apparently Hawaii has been waiting for this.
They're just ready to
blow up whenever, you know? Which is crazy to me, but...
nuts.
Yeah.
And it's not like, Pearl Harbor's still down there, right?
Yeah.
So we don't have, like, anti-missile defense there?
I don't know. Well, there's a lot of conspiracy theorists that are like, it was real, but our anti-missiles took care of it. And they don't want people to know that a country launched a strike, so then they said it was a false alarm.
No.
And that's why it took so long.
Trump would fucking love that shit.
That was my thought as well. He would be on Twitter the next, like, immediately. Our missiles shot down, their missiles huge.
Like, we're retaliating immediately.
Right.
China, back the fuck
right.
up.
Well, there's also
in.
A lot of people on the opposite side of the fence from Trump that are like, thank God he was golfing.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't know it happened until after the false alarm had already gone out. So he was, apparently, they told him on the green, and he's just like, okay. And he kept playing golf. And then they told him it was a false alarm.
Wow.
And then he was like, okay. And then he kept playing golf. So people were like, man. People like really happy that that happened because some people think that he may just hit the button.
Oh, if they
just said a ballistic missile incoming, he would immediately retaliate.
Football. He had the football.
Yeah, he's got the football.
And he didn't use it though. He was just like, okay.
Well, he's in the middle. He's in the middle of a putt.
Let me finish this. There's part three here, and then I'll get to it.
That was my first thought. Like I was thinking about it. Is like, doesn't Trump hate Hawaii?
Like,
isn't that his least favorite state? Because Barack Obama's from there.
Oh, yeah.
That's a strike against it. And then also, didn't the judge from Hawaii, wasn't that the guy who struck down his travel ban?
I think so.
So I feel like he hates Hawaii.
He's just like, get good riddance.
Yeah, he's just like, give me a 40, I'll pour one out for Hawaii.
I know someone.
It's not part of the United States anyway.
Their grandma was in Hawaii when this happened on Saturday. And they called their mother and was like, hey, I have my will. Give it to the children. I love you. Goodbye.
Right. It's like
that. Oh, dude.
I mean, just, that's the thing. Like,
it's crazy.
What you said about the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah. Next time this happens, they're going to be like, really?
I mean, I hope that this never happens, first of all.
Yeah.
That would be horrible.
Hopefully it will not.
Yeah. But, like, it said, this is not a drill. And it literally was a drill.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe when you type your test.
You double check.
You make sure that your test says this is a test alert. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not testing, oh, does T's go through? You're just testing to make sure the alert sends.
Right.
So it could say, happy panda, eat lo mein today.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It doesn't need to say, ballistic missile,
right.
Not a drill. That is unbelievably specific and unnecessary.
That's insane.
Yeah. But I'm glad to know that your reaction is the same as mine. That we would just be like, all right, we're going to die.
Yep.
Like, would you call anybody?
Fuck. I'd probably call my mother.
I don't know if I'd call anybody.
I'd probably just call my mother. Or she'd call me. I think that would definitely happen. But, I mean, like, I don't know where a fucking missile silo is.
I'm going to get real.
Bunker.
What do you think it says about me that I just, if there was a missile coming at me, I wouldn't call anybody because it wouldn't matter because I'd be dead. It's like, the last thing I do before I die, does that matter? No. Because I'm going to be dead in 5 minutes.
To you, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't matter. It's insignificant. I'm going to be dead. Nothing matters
if
I'm dead.
You don't know if you're going to remember when you die or not after you
die. I do know.
You do,
I don't. I barely remember life. There's no way I'm going to remember dead. There's no way. I mean, there's two looks. You either believe in the afterlife or you don't. Afterlife is eternal. Mm-hmm. You think in 6 trillion years I'm going to care that I called my mother called me right before I die? No. Because she'll be dead too, and I would have spent the last 5.999 trillion years with her. All right? It'd be fine. We would have worked it out. Or
that entire time she's like, why didn't you call me, you terrible person?
You know, no way, my mother probably.
Yeah.
But the alternative to that is death.
We've reached the question of life now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And that's what's crazy about it, is that, like, that made me think, like, this literally happened. Like, I think that's part of what's so crazy to me about this whole situation,
mm-hmm.
is that everything Trump does, or Trump's administration does, is so outrageous mm-hmm. that it doesn't feel real.
Right.
You know, like, his tweets, honestly, I don't take them seriously, which is part of the problem with what's going on.
Twitter, yeah.
And just America in general is that some people are taking them seriously, and they probably should be, but most of Americans, myself included, don't.
Yeah.
Because it's so...
Do we call the leader of North Korea a fat person or something
like
that? Right, like
it's just like, I don't take him seriously.
He's wanted dead in North Korea, like...
Yeah, he's in our most serious position, and I don't take it seriously at all.
Nope.
You know, he's like a crazy, it's like the same if I would get a forward from my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm just glad state governments are a thing.
Well, right, that's kind of what I feel.
Really,
it's like the checks and balances set in that make America work. They're gonna prevent Trump from doing whatever he claims he's going to do, which isn't anything because he's gonna be playing golf.
Yeah,
in reality. All right, so that's, I don't take it seriously. So that's what this struck home, because this actually happened for 38 minutes of people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
This was real. And I don't know if it has showed up on my phone now, if I'd believe that it was real. I don't know if it showed up yesterday, if I'd believe it was real.
Yeah.
And that's probably not good that I don't. Well, first of all, I think I proved that because I literally turned off emergency alerts. If there was a ballistic missile heading towards the house and I was Twitch streaming, people would watch me blow up live. I would have no idea. I'd have no clue.
Intense.
And that applies to everything. There could be a tornado outside my house, mm-hmm. and if I'm playing video games, I have no idea.
Why'd you turn them off?
They're annoying, dude. I mean, a child gets kidnapped every 45 seconds around here, I feel like, and I'm tired of seeing Amber Alerts.
You know what? Honestly, I don't think I have mine on either.
We're the result. Yeah, I'm blowing up for sure. I don't even know.
Out.
I did it so long ago. Like, I don't mean to sound heartless, like Amber Alerts are a thing, but guys, I never leave my house. Like, I'm not going to catch someone who got Amber Alerted, all right? So I don't need my phone to go, "Manette! Manette!" like in the middle of the night, all right? Because there's an ice warning outside.
I don't know how to figure it out.
It's got to be in here somewhere. It's probably under pushes. General, I'm going to look under general.
I looked there.
Is it under regulatory? No, there's just a bunch of weird logos in here. Look at that white screen, chat. You see it?
No, I have it on. It's in notifications.
It is?
It's at the very bottom.
Notifications. Very bottom. Yeah, Amber Alerts, emergency alerts. Oh, they separated them.
Oh.
I'll turn emergency alerts back.
There you go.
You know
now
what?
You won't die.
I'm turning it back on. I just thought about all the ice warnings that I get, or it's windy out. I don't care. Okay? I'm going to roll the dice. All right? I'm going to roll the dice. If it's my time, it's my time.
I guess. I think that's where we all came to as Americans. If it wasn't 2012,
right.
It was Trump, and now we're just here. It's like death.
I love all the tweets that are like, you know, everyone said we were going to die in 2012, and then we didn't. But let me ask you, has any day felt normal since then?
I agree with that.
Like, we might be dead. We just don't know.
Part of us died.
But, like, this just... That blew my mind, dude. That, like, literally, like, people are seeking shelters. Like, do you think that there's people with their bug-out bags who saw that, smashed their phone, went into their bunker, and they're going to be there, and it's going to be like that Brendan Fraser movie where 3 years from now...
I'm not coming out until it's over.
Right.
We need to wait for the radiation to
settle
down. There's definitely at least one.
Right.
There's definitely at least one person.
Well, and all these people, like, these crazy prepper people,
gone from the world.
Like, they don't tell their families... Or their friends where their bunker is because they don't want people to show up to take their supplies.
There's definitely a couple of missing persons cases.
I would
right
think
now,
so, right?
I would think.
And then 15 years from now, we're going to read a story on this show about how one
this
dude came out of his
emerged
bunker.
Emerged from his bunker
right.
3 years after. Because
he ran out of beans. Right. Of course, Joe will probably be on us because 15 years from now, who knows, dude?
Yeah,
wouldn't it be ironic if he comes out right as an actual missile hits?
That would be pretty ironic.
Oh, it's not over.
Oh, God.
All that prepping.
Why did I come out? Should have stayed in, man. Should have stayed in.
It was like Cloverfield. Remember Cloverfield? Like, how long was that dude in the bunker? Like, decade, right? Or something ridiculous like that?
Nah.
Was it not that long?
It was a year, maybe.
Was it? But it was a length of time, and the war hadn't ended.
Right.
Yeah, so that was the big, like, don't go near the door.
I still don't get that fucking movie.
I don't either.
It's just, it's a universe.
I mean,
that
to be honest, I don't get the first
in
one.
The same one.
I mean, I don't know why they.
That was just Godzilla.
Right. I mean, I understand it. I don't know why it needed a universe.
I don't either.
Like, why is there aliens in the second one?
We also know that they have like a whole bunch of like online shit, like Easter eggs that you can
well,
find.
Well, and there was supposed to be a third one that came out in March of this year, and they're like, no, never mind.
I don't know, man. I liked the first one. The second one was a little bit different. I didn't really enjoy it.
I mean, I liked the second one. I just don't think it should have anything to do with Cloverfield.
Yeah.
I think if you separate it from the monster movie...
It just wanted the brand.
I think so.
It just wanted the brand to make money, because if it was just an original plot line...
They could have just called it anything, though, dude.
I don't think they would have...
Called it Apple Tree. What does it matter, dude?
Apple Tree.
People went and saw it because it had... I don't know why people went and saw it. Did they go see it because it's Cloverfield?
Yes, 1,000%.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. Like, Get Out's a good example. Like, that's a very original...
Right. You think they're going to start a Get Out universe?
No.
Just no. Silently release a Get Out sequel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. But that story is crazy to me, man. That story is crazy to me. And while I was staring at this
shit
during the intro, I noticed there's a Hawaii wants to be prepared for a nuclear attack by North Korea from July 25th of 2017. And then this one right here, this one really got me. Hawaii brings back a Cold War era nuclear warning system, and that's from November 28th of 2017. I kind of want to click this and see if, like, this is the thing that malfunctioned. The attack warning tone described as a wailing tone will be heard for about 50 seconds on the first business day of every month, beginning on December 1st. It will sound after a regularly monthly test of sirens that warn residents of hurricane of tsunamis.
Do you think it went off?
Yes, it definitely went off, because people on Reddit were saying that the actual announcement was read aloud. Like, the speakers would wail, and then it would read the alert.
Wow.
So people heard it. So this assumes that people who had cell phones also got the next one, but there are people out there who don't have these pushes who heard it over the
siren. So you're telling me that one dude pressed one button.
Yes.
And it sent an Amber Alert text.
Yes.
It sent the radio announcement.
Yep.
It sent all the sirens.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's exactly what we're telling you.
Good Lord.
And it all said incoming ballistic missile, not a drill.
Not a drill.
Yeah.
What a fuck up.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, dude. Also, are all ballistic missiles nuclear? Like, everyone just assumes that this was a nuclear attack, and I'm just like, is it possible it could just blow up a block? Like, I honestly don't know.
I would say so, that not all of them have to be nuclear.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a possibility that, like, it just blew up half of Hawaii, right? Not the whole of Hawaii.
I don't know where it's gonna hit, though, man. Everybody needs to be worried.
I don't know. I mean, just what are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Missile coming at you, just...
I'm just done.
I'm like you. Just like, that's
just over. Gonna sit here,
you know?
Watch my favorite YouTube video.
There's people that, like,
beer,
I called, like, the woman that
the
I'd been in love with forever and confessed. And, like, there's some guy on 4chan that he texts his crush and he's like, "I'm about to die. I just want to let you know I really liked you." And she texts it back. She's like, "I liked you too." And then when the false alarm came out, he's like, "I'm so happy we did this." And she's like, "Well, I thought it was our final moment, so I just wanted you to die happy." I'm like, "Oh my God, dude.
That is harsh." That is harsh.
But that's literally like a view into the psyche of these people. They're like, they thought they were going to die.
Yeah. Nuts. I would have been like,
I don't know,
you too, and then it was over. I was like, I lied. I wouldn't say I wanted you to die happy, though. That's fucked.
I don't know, dude. It's just such a nutty art. Like, it's literally one of those things.
It shouldn't have happened.
Right.
It should not have happened.
Well, and like, I'd like to guesstimate what I would do, but I honestly don't have any idea.
No, I'd just sit and wait.
Or I mean,
start
I can't.
Looting.
I can't do
one.
Anything, you know. Like, I'd want to go be with my kid, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't make it there in time. I'd die, you know. So
you wouldn't want to spend the last minutes driving,
right? And then you also, you know, there's a test that is part that's fake. You don't want to blow your wad and you give your big "I'm death" speech, and then you have to do it again in 30 years. Like, it's gonna be totally
you
ruined.
You want to confess to your crush, and
right?
Have her
right now. It's over. You know,
all of a sudden she's like, "Oh, I just
a part of him did die that day." It's messed up,
oh
dude.
Oh my God, dude! My fucking calves.
You're gonna be okay, dude.
I don't know. Like, is it possible for a part of your leg to fall off?
Oh yeah.
Is it
like tissue paper, bro?
It feels like it's gonna happen. I need crutches or a wheelchair.
Crutches?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, dude. Oh,
it's just so fucking.
All right, well, let's move on to a lighter story. All right, Game of Thrones prequels won't premiere until at least 2020, HBO boss confirms. So this is obvious, okay, that they wouldn't premiere until 2020. Game of Thrones isn't coming back until 2019.
Yeah, it's a year later.
What stood out to me and I wanted to ask you about, did we know for a fact that they were prequels? Because, like, this headline so nonchalantly is like, prequels! And I'm like, I didn't realize that was
I don't
assumed.
Know if it was ever confirmed.
Right.
I heard that it was gonna probably be a prequel, but not, I don't know. It depends on how the show ends, if they can continue on with, I mean, they can't have the same characters, obviously, because their contracts are gonna be up, but.
Well, right. Maybe. I don't know. I mean,
Kit Harington's got nothing better to do.
Right, Kit, that's exactly what I was about to say. He's in every HBO film he can be in. Like, isn't he in another one right now?
I think so.
Yeah. Because I see him on my PlayStation and the HBO mm-hmm. Go logo, and it's just his
head. He tried to venture out with Call of Duty and then got, like, slapped in the face.
He was, like, in that tennis movie, too. Wasn't he in that running movie also?
Yeah, the tennis and the running movie.
Yeah, yep. And then he was in the, he's in that new military one. Dude, I'm telling you.
What?
Kit Haring.
Nah, he's got a career. He's going to want to go and do things.
He's got a, no, he did Pompeii. It's over.
He did Pompeii?
Yeah, but he was a main character in Pompeii.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Kit Harington. All right, so... Gunpowder. All right, TV miniseries on HBO. That's the show he's in. Okay? So he's already in another HBO show, which, by the way, says to me that they could definitely be doing Game of Thrones. Because he's got enough downtime to be the main character in in season 8 and also do a miniseries, which, by the way, miniseries have between 4 and 8 episodes,
mm-hmm.
same size as a season of Game of Thrones.
Yep.
And it's a period piece. Like, you tell me there's not effects. Tell me there's not costumes. Tell me there's not locations. They're boning you, dude. They're boning you.
How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Yay. I didn't know there was a How to Train Your Dragon
3. I didn't either.
Yeah, and there he was, Call of Duty. All right, he's in Brimstone. Don't know what Brimstone is.
Looks weird.
It's a horror thriller western. So that's going to be
with
good.
Dakota Fanning. Oh, perfect.
MI5. He's Will Holloway in MI5. Oh, what is this? When a terrorist escapes custody during a routine handover, Will Holloway must team up with disgraced MI5 counterintelligence chief Harry Pierce to track him down for an imminent terrorist attack on London. That's
that looks,
a movie.
That looks good.
Does it? Because it looks like it's supposed to be Mission Impossible 5.
1,000% does.
But it isn't at all that.
You don't know that.
I do know.
You don't know that.
I know for a fact.
What's
Tom
the user
Cruise
rating?
User rating on this one is 6.2.
Yeah, see, that's better than probably most Mission
slightly,
Impossible.
Slightly. No.
No.
No! Mission Impossible's no. huge, dude!
No.
What's your least favorite Mission Impossible?
The newest one.
Okay. Is that Rogue Nation?
Yeah.
Okay. 7.4.
Damn it.
It's a whole star higher.
How about Mission Impossible 2?
Dude, that one is so good. It's got, like, the floating doves and all that stuff, dude.
Yeah, that's the...
6.1, yeah.
That's the John Woo one.
Yeah. That one is the most 90s movie you've ever watched in your life.
Dude, that ending fight scene, though...
Oh, it's great, but it is so... over the top 90s.
It really is.
Like, there's a scene where Tom Cruise slow opens doors and white doves fly out.
Oh, yeah. He walks through fire.
Yeah. There's a giant motorcycle chase.
Uh-huh.
It's about an outbreak of disease.
God, I want to watch that again, though.
I have the entire, all four of the movies. I just
I
watched
really
them the other
day. I
don't
remember the first one at all.
The first one I think I watched when I was younger, like when it came out mm-hmm. or close to it, because I kind of remember watching it with my mom, and I didn't understand it. The most 90s movies released in 2000. Well, everyone knows, fictional, that the decade is actually the latter half of the decade and the first half of the next decade. Like, the 70s is actually like 75 to 83 when it comes to all your stereotypes about the 70s. Same with, like, the 80s. It's like 85 to 93. So a 90s movie is like 95 to 2002 or 3. Also, it's released in May 24th, 2000. All right? You see that? That means it was being made in the 90s. You're banned. Okay?
Yeah, you're banned.
You're banned. How dare you ever disagree with me? How dare you?
Jesus.
Banned. But yeah, that's a MI2. I don't know. I would kind of... Fictional. That's not how decades work on a calendar. That's how they work culturally. All right?
Banned.
Double banned, by the way.
Double banned.
Double banned.
Popularity's going down, though. It's trending downward.
Well... I don't know.
People don't like that 90s, 2000s.
I guess.
Movies, man.
When did MI1 come out? Mission.
I do new.
1996. Wow. That's old. So yeah, I would have been 9 or 10 when I watched
that.
That
one
yeah.
is the whole wire
right.
thing.
Well, and that's a staple. They do that in all of them. The hang and drop.
They don't do it in all of them.
I think
they did
do.
It in the second one.
I think they do it in every one of them.
Nah.
I think it's. I don't think Tom Cruise does it in every one of them. Like Jeremy Renner did it in Rogue Nation or Ghost Protocol, whatever it was called. Colby, your popularity.
What? What's with the hate? What's with the random hate?
Ban him, dude. Just say banned.
Banned. Triple banned.
Triple banned. Yeah, 1996. That's a little old, but yeah. So cool.
I'm really confused with the random hate I just got.
You know what's hilarious to me? be honest with you. I noticed it. Okay, so here's what happened. I watched that John Woo movie in my hotel in Kansas City when I was up there with Chris's parents before Christmas. Okay?
Which one?
The Mission Impossible 2, the John Woo one.
Uh-huh, right.
And I was like, I kind of want to watch him again. And I think literally unrelated, we were talking about Philip Seymour Hoffman, mm-hmm. and I quoted the rabbit's foot line, which is MI3. Yeah. And that's a great MI3. It's a J.J. Abrams one.
Right.
And then so I have all four of them because I bought them in like a super Walmart bundle where it's literally one case with like eight discs in it. And I got it for like $10. And so the one I haven't seen the most is like number one and number five.
Yeah.
Because I own 1, 2, 3, 4, but I don't think one
five
is...
Five is Rogue, right?
Yeah, that's the most recent one. I don't own that one.
Yeah, I didn't like Rogue.
I need to watch it again. What's crazy to me, to be honest with you, is like an MI4... All right, well, actually, let's do this. MI2, Mission Impossible... God, I have to type it like every time. Mission Impossible 3. Okay, so this is the J.J. Abrams one. This one's good. 6.9. It feels a little low.
It does.
Where is the rabbit's foot? I feel like this one is pretty good. All right. I don't know what this photo is, first of all. All right, I just total ADD, and now I don't know how to leave. There's no X, so.
You're okay, stuck.
Escape did it. We're good. This lady, Michelle Monaghan, okay, plays Julia,
uh-huh.
his wife.
Yes.
She's, like, barely in the movie.
Right.
Like, she's at the very beginning where Aaron Paul, by the way, is her brother, which is really weird to see Aaron Paul, because it's Aaron Paul before he was
right.
Aaron Paul.
Uh-huh.
And then she's at the end of the movie because she gets kidnapped.
Right.
Well, in the next movie, MI4, she's dead. And then you find out, spoiler alert, at the end of MI4, that she's not actually dead.
Mm-hmm.
He just said he faked her death. So,
and then also went to a Russian prison just to solidify the fact that he was trying to find the people who killed her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. But the thing that's crazy is that you see her, she has no lines, but she's in the movie at the very end, and it's the same dang lady.
Uh-huh.
Like, they got her to come back to do this.
Just, like, stare.
Right.
Dude, that prison scene, though, was a pretty good one.
Dude, that whole movie's pretty good, all right?
I liked 5 or 4.
Yeah.
I liked 4. Ghost Protocol.
I want more Ving Rhames in my movies.
He wasn't in that one much.
He was at the very end, just like the wife, yeah. Like, I feel like the Simon Pegg, Ving Rhames, Jeremy Renner, that's like the group, right?
Yeah, the guy from... The guy from the Tudors was in the third one.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. He was on his team.
Yeah. Yep.
I liked him. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, what happened to his career?
Too much nakedness and...
too much Tudors? Too much Tudors action?
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to that show, too?
Dude,
I think
it ran out. Yeah. Yeah, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is that guy's name. Look at him. Like, that is a man right there. Like, his neck is the size of giraffes.
What's he been doing?
I don't know. Let's look. He has been in Vikings. That's what he's doing. He's in Vikings. He's in 31 episodes of Vikings. So that's what he's doing. But yeah, like, let's see. What has he been in since? Mission Impossible 3.
He was in August Rush.
And then he made it to the Tudors. So the Tudors, like, made his career. Remember this, Mortal Instruments? God, what a garbage show.
Oh, that's right. He was in that.
Of course you saw it.
Yeah, I read the books, man.
It's a woman's book.
I know.
That is literally a teenage woman's book.
I worked with all women at my bank job where I had time to read books. And they were like, hey, you're just starting to read books. Here's a book.
You're like Buzz Lightyear at the tea party.
I started to read, and they were good.
Oh, he was in a bunch of movies I've never heard of. Roots, London Town, Damascus Cover, Shadow Effect, Black Butterfly, 12th Man. And then, yeah, he's in 31 episodes of the Vikings. So that's what his career is about.
I kind of feel like watching that Vikings show. I don't know where I can watch it.
I think
it,
it's on Stars?
No,
it's on A&E.
I
think Vikings is the one that is on cable here, not premium cable. But on Canada, it's premium cable. And so it's like filled with like gratuitous nudity and violence in Canada, and then it's all edited out in America.
Stupid.
I think that's the way it is.
I doubt it.
So you can like go to like the Pirate Bay and download the uncensored...
The Parrot Bay?
Vikings, yeah.
Yeah, the Parrot Bay.
Yeah, I don't want to plug an illegal website.
My God! Parrot Bay!
Stealing movies! back to Kit Harington.
Oh.
So he was also... What happened? What happened there? That's not right. What's happening?
My leg broke.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my computer. Okay. So yeah, he's in The Death and Life of John F. Donovan. It's coming up next. Now, that's a pretty big movie. I don't know who Chris Zilka is. I don't know who Chris Zilka is, but yeah, Jessica Chastain's in it. Natalie Portman.
Nerf.
Bella Thorne. Jacob Tremblay. Why does his name sound familiar? This little kid. Oh, he was in Room. That's why. Okay.
I don't know. It's
Sarah Gadon. Then Kit Harington is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 down.
Yeah, I don't think he has a big role.
Now, like, Thandi Newton is 2 below him. Thandi Newton was the lady.
By star meter? It's rated by star meter. And you're telling me Kit Harington is under Jacob Tremblay?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Jacob Tremblay's really hot right now. Like, Bella Thorne probably shouldn't be above him.
Who the hell is Bella Thorne?
She's that lady who just shows her boobs all the time. From American Beauty.
Nope.
Yeah.
You gotta give me another thing, because nope.
She's also in Blended, Duff, and Scream.
Nope.
Yeah, she's not in anything. She's famous because of her boobs. I'd Google her, but her boobs.
Logan Paul, out of my mind? What? Out of my hair?
What?
Logan Paul, out of my hair.
Where's that at?
Down the... right there. Oh, God. Oh, God, no.
Welcome to the Logang diss track.
Oh, my
here,
God.
Logan Paul and Bella Thorne, two famous singers, come back with Out of My Hair music video.
Oh, God, no.
She's rated above Kit Harington, just so you know.
Fuck that.
So,
I wonder if Logan Paul's rated higher.
Then How to Train Your Dragon 3 right there. How do you see by star meter?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I don't care. I don't want to know.
Can you still do the bacon number on Google? Like, bacon, is that still a thing?
What the hell is that?
Like, bacon number.
Like, you can do that, right? Bacon number, and then can I do Kit Harington? Yeah, he's only 2 degrees of bacon away. That's pretty close, dude.
I don't get what you're
You don't know
doing.
What the Kevin Bacon number is?
No.
Okay, so it's called the Bacon number.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it says that Kevin Bacon has been in so many movies with so many stars
mm-hmm.
that there is no actor alive who has it was more than 6 movies away from being with Kevin Bacon. So, like, Kit Harington's Bacon number is 2. So he was with Julianne Moore in Seventh Son, and then Julianne Moore is with Kevin Bacon in Crazy Stupid Love. So he's 2 movies separated. He knows Julianne Moore. Julianne Moore knows Kevin Bacon. His Bacon number is 2.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a thing. It
is
crazy.
So stupid.
It's a Bacon number, dude.
That is so dumb.
Logan Paul doesn't have a Bacon number.
The Oracle of Bacon.
The Oracle of Bacon, dude.
Kevin Bacon.
Which Logan Paul?
The second?
Which Logan
what?
Paul is he? Well, Logan Paul II has a Bacon number of 2.
No. This can't be right.
I think this might be right.
No, he's not the second Logan Paul.
Well, which one is he? Is
I don't
he the
know.
Fourth?
Probably the fourth? Of Infinity? Cannot be using only feature films. Yeah. I don't think he's been in a feature
he
film.
He has one. Yeah, it's a different Paul Logan. Okay. Or Logan Paul, whatever. Let's see this one. I don't know how to search for Logan Paul.
I don't think he's even credited on IMDb, man.
Well, he was because we just found him through Bella Thorne, man.
That's a good point.
Yeah, give me an actor. Give me any actor. Name one.
Go. Josh Gad.
I bet it's 1, 2. All right, Josh Gad, Emma Stone, The Rocker, Emma Stone, Kevin Bacon, Crazy Stupid Love again. No, fictional says that's the actual Logan Paul. That's what he says. So. What was Bacon number, like 4?
The Space Between Us had Logan Paul in it.
There you go. So his Bacon number is the same as Kit Harington's. Look at your face!
I hate the world.
Oh my God, dude.
I hate it.
Yeah, you can spend all day looking up Bacon numbers.
I did not.
Give me another one.
Thing.
Give me another one, man.
Who's the guy in Balls of Fury?
Will Ferrell?
No.
Christopher Walken?
No. The long-haired.
Oh, you talking about the big fat guy?
He was also in Fantastical Beasts. Yeah.
Wait, he's in Fantastic Beasts?
Yeah, man. He's the Muggle.
Dan Fogler?
Yeah.
Dude, he cleaned up since Balls of Fury.
Dude, and he's in Fanboys, which is one of the best movies ever.
I did not know that was the same guy.
Yeah.
All right, well, Dan Fogler's bacon number is also 2.
God,
he was with Steve Carell in Horton Hears a Who.
Oh, and
Steve
my
Carell
God.
Was in Crazy Stupid Love.
Everyone was in that stupid movie. Click on Crazy Stupid Love. How many fucking people are in that shit? This is one of those ones, God, right? Like, dude. Mother's Day, Valentine's Day.
Oh, I don't know, dude.
Where it has, like, everyone.
I don't know. Let's look. The cast, Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Julianne Moore, Emma Stone, Marissa Tomei, Kevin Bacon, John Carroll Lynch, Josh Groban, Annalee Tipton, Jonah Bobo, Joey King, Beth Lilliford, Juliana Gulli,
all right,
Lizza LaPria, Crystal Reed, also Logan Paul. Dan Fogelman started writing the screenplay. I don't know what that has to do with anything. Let's just let you know.
That's fucking stupid.
That's a lot of people, dude.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon right there on the poster. See him? See his face? Come on, give me someone else, dude. Let's try to get above 2. Try to get above 2, man. See if you can do it. See if you can do it.
John Bernthal.
John Barron. Is it J-O-H?
I think it's B-E-R.
But it's J-O-N-B-E.
Bernthal.
Bernthal. Close enough. Yeah, 1. He was in Kevin. He was with a movie, Kevin Bacon in the Air.
Fucking God.
Chat, feel free to give actors mind. As well. If you
this
want.
Is blowing my mind. I'm trying to name smaller people.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
I
mean, Logan Paul's was 2, man.
Try Black Panther, whatever his name is.
What is his name? Something Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, that one.
Chadwick Boseman. 2. He was with Octavia Spencer in Get On Up, and Octavia Spencer and Kevin Bacon were in Beauty Shop. Why was Kevin Bacon in Beauty Shop? Who knows?
This is crazy.
Yeah, dude. Kevin Bacon number, man. Because you don't think about Kevin Bacon being in all these movies, but Kevin Bacon.
Pope John Paul II.
Pope John.
I don't think he's an actor. Oh, shit.
Pope John Paul the second and Tom Cruise appeared in Room 237, and Tom Cruise and Kevin Bacon appeared in A Few Good Men.
What the fuck is Room 237?
I don't know, but it got Pope John Paul II in it. He's probably credited for being on TV or something. It's a documentary. Filmmaker Rodney Ash analyzes Stanley Kubrick's film adaptation of Stephen Curry's classic horror novel The Shining.
And the Pope's in that?
Apparently the Pope's in it. He probably is because it's documentary footage, man.
He just got credited with...
Yep, Pope John Paul II himself archived footage.
Okay. I thought he did like an interview for it. I'm like, what the... No.
Still, bacon number of 2. Try again, chat. Let's get above 2, man.
That's stupid.
Get above 2,
this
man.
This is so stupid.
You can't. It's impossible.
Chris Hemsworth?
Chris Hemsworth.
Nah, that's probably a bad one. Or Pratt. Either one. Or Evans.
Okay, Chris Hemsworth is 2. Well, they're all going to be connected. Because Pratt will be with Chris Hemsworth.
Good point.
Oh, no. Clark Gregg and Kevin Bacon appear in The Air I Breathe. So that gets rid of every Avenger because Clark Gregg is Coulson.
Damn it.
Every single person in the Avengers movie gets counted out because of Clark.
Pratt hasn't seen Coulson, though.
Okay. All right. We'll do Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt's 2. Bryce Dallas Howard in Jurassic World. Bryce Dallas Howard and Kevin Bacon appeared in Apollo 13.
Wow.
Bryce Dallas Howard would have been like 8 when Apollo 13 came out. That's Ron Howard's daughter, and Ron Howard directed Apollo 13. So she would have been like playing a child. Uncredited, I'm sure.
That's crazy.
But still, Kevin Bacon, dude. He's everywhere. You can't get past the Kevin Bacon number. Come on, man.
Dude, I got...
Come on, man.
Out, man.
You gotta get to 3, man. Name someone crazy.
How about Vince from Entourage?
Okay, what's his name?
I have no idea.
Oh, God, what is his name? We should know this, man. We watched so much of that stupid movie.
I have no idea.
Adrian Grenier.
That's it.
He's with Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada, and Meryl Streep is with Kevin Bacon in The River Wild.
Motherfucker. Kevin Connelly.
Well, it'll be 2.
We're gonna... No.
I guess he could be 3. Kevin Oh, he didn't show up on Google.
Well, did we find one?
All right, let's see.
Dwight Eisenhower?
How do I search? There used to be a search on here.
I think we broke it.
Did we break it?
I think we broke
it. It's a Hall of Fame? I don't want to talk about meat right now, Jack. Get out of here. This? Oh, here's the top 100 centers of the Hollywood universe. Eric Roberts is number one. Michael Madsen, Samuel L. Jackson, Danny Trejo, Willem Dafoe, Harvey Keitel, Robert De Niro, Udo Kier, Michael Caine, Donald Sutherland.
Michael Caine.
These people are all... They're all separated by one still.
Morgan Freeman.
So, you have to go to... Dude, this is ridiculous. This is outrageous. Frickin' Kevin Bacon, dude.
I don't get it. I really don't.
Okay, Stefan Kars and David Griffith finished first and second in the competition to find a person with a Bacon number of 7.
In 1996?
Yep.
How the fuck old is this?
This page lists people who found actors and actresses with Bacon numbers of 7 or higher before the Hall of Fame would discontinue in February 2001. So in April of 1997, John Claiborne, and Bill of Microsoft Corporation found people with Bacon numbers of 7.
This is the dumbest thing.
Mark Vachel of Florida State University found both people with a Bacon number of 8, the highest finite Bacon number at the time.
Wow.
And that was when? April of 1997?
Dude, this website is like 20 years old, man.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah, Bacon number's like been a thing for a while, and that's why I'm surprised you didn't know about it.
Never heard of it in my life.
Bacon number. Apparently, it's very hard to find. But like these, they probably don't list their names because no one knows who they are.
Yeah.
Like if you're 7 degrees away from Kevin Bacon,
you're pretty bad.
Like we're probably not 7 degrees away from Kevin Bacon, honestly.
We are. It's so
no,
hard.
There's probably someone we know. So no, I guarantee you're not because I know Chris. Chris has a friend who works at Netflix. That person who works at Netflix definitely knows someone. Let's add 2 someones in there. Knows someone who knows someone who knows someone who's made a movie with Kevin Bacon. I guarantee you. I'm easily within 7. And if I'm within 7, then you're within 7 because you know me. And chat, you know me too! We're all connected to Kevin Bacon! Fictional wants me to check Bud Collier, and I don't know who Bud Collier is, so I'm just going to look him up here.
Buff.
Bud?
Buff Collier.
Is it because he died in 1969, Fictional? Is that why? All right, trying to get you to be connected to actual Bacon. Me too. The Collier's Bacon number's 2, by the way. He's connected to Ryan Reynolds, the secret origin story of DC Comics, and then he's Ryan Reynolds connected to Kevin Bacon and RIPD, so.
Oh my god.
Hey Dragons, how you doing?
That doesn't fucking count.
Why?
Ryan Reynolds, Secret Origin, the story
it's another
of
DC documentary,
Comics.
I'm sure.
Yes, 1000%. It's probably just archive footage. That does not count.
Well, I'm sure
that
we
should
can
not count.
I'm sure we can dig around, man, and find more.
That's fucking nuts.
Can I just like search Bacon number? What is the highest Bacon number? Rufus Shafter has a number of 15. Is Kevin Bacon still alive? Looks
no.
like it.
No, he's not.
If he dies during this show, I'm going to feel real bad.
He's dead.
I'm going to feel bad. He's dead. So anyway, Kit Harington's career, not so great. People call it a chewy bacon number versus a crispy bacon number. Okay, so the archive footage is chewy bacon.
That's
where the crispy bacon is more like...
He was in a movie when...
Yeah.
Stupid.
Why was Kevin Bacon in RIPD? Also, why was RIPD made?
I don't know. Jeff Bridges was in that, too.
They make some bad decisions,
yeah,
dude.
They do.
There's like a lot of things people do for money.
Ryan Reynolds, yeah, minus Deadpool, hadn't made too many good decisions recently.
All bacon is delicious, though. Let's agree on that. Speaking of Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool 2 has been pushed to May 18th, okay? Which Reddit here is saying that is like, it's essentially going to be Avengers a week, Deadpool, Solo. And they're like, they moved it forward where it was going to be in June, Why did they push it to compete with Avengers and Solo? What's your thoughts, man? Do they honestly think that like families are going to go see Avengers and then the adults are going to go see Deadpool? Like people aren't going to go to both or to one? Like if you had to choose,
beating Avengers.
Okay, you're an adult, all right? You don't have a family, okay? Would you go see Infinity War or Deadpool?
Infinity War.
That's what I thought. Like it's going to be the biggest.
That doesn't come out this year, does it?
The biggest movie
of
all time.
Is that part 2?
Yeah, comes out in 2018.
First one?
Yeah.
So wait, no. Deadpool 2 is coming out this year?
Yeah. May 18th or whatever this said. Yeah, May 18th.
Jeez. I'm behind the times on the movies.
And then Solo comes out the 25th.
I saw a meme. It's like Disney hasn't released a trailer for Solo yet.
Uh-huh.
And then it's Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan. And they're like, is it usual for them to make us wait this long?
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
I haven't seen one thing about it.
Oh, they just
trailer.
Well, we revealed the name of Solo on this show, I feel like a month or so ago.
Yeah, it was not. It has not been that long.
And remember, it went through director turnovers and all this stuff. And like,
I don't know. Maybe a Star Wars flop. I mean, everybody's going to go see it, but.
Could be a critical flop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I'd see Deadpool. I see dead people. You'd see Deadpool over Infinity War. I couldn't do it. I'm so invested in that universe now. Yeah. I want to know what's going to happen. Like, Deadpool's good.
Right.
I think Deadpool 1's way overrated. It's good. I think it's way overrated. I don't think it's great.
Yeah.
All right.
It's great for the people who like the Deadpool
movies. Yes.
They're just really
glad. It's great
that it
in the way that it was the first Deadpool movie to do it right.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't necessarily make it a great movie.
Yeah. I agree. There were some dumb parts. Like, the whole ending was...
It's not as funny as people say it is, either.
Nah.
You know, like, I don't get, like, the tweet that announced this. Like, here's an example, all right? Like, it's a tweet that announced this, okay? Like, it's May 18th, maximum ever, and it's him holding his sword, just says B. Arthur. Like, his sword's names are B and Arthur. Like, is that funny? Because it's an old lady? Like, is that why it's funny? I don't get why it's funny, man.
It's stupid.
That's yeah, it's just stupid. Like, yeah. But so is Kung Pao Enter the Fist, and I don't see anyone talking about that. Fist.
Everybody still talks about Kung Pao.
No, Chad, has anyone seen Kung Pao Enter the Fist? My nipples look like milk duds. I think
the
problem
one where he fights a cow in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He fights a cow and he milks it aggressively. Yeah.
I've seen it, and yeah. I know, and it is stupid.
But like, I scroll down like this first meme that someone posts. You know, like, oh, I can't. Like this right here. That's funnier. That meme right there, that's funnier than the sword thing. Like, he's holding up the news with his erection. Like, that makes me LOL right there, dude. Okay, that's some funny stuff.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Not the B. Arthur swords. Like, I just don't get it, you know?
You don't get it.
I don't get it.
Stupidity, so you don't get stupidity?
No, I have a PhD in stupidity, my friend.
Well, then you should get it right away, man.
I don't know. He's attracted to old ladies. I guess that's the joke.
He's not.
Is that funny?
He's attracted to the woman in the
yeah. He's movie. Attracted to Monica Baccarin like all of us are. Yeah. So. I don't get it, dude.
I don't either. That's pretty dumb.
Maybe it's because like the humor.
Was it supposed to come out in like February, like last time?
No, it was supposed to come out later. They pushed it forward.
Really?
Like they deliberately moved it from a time where it had like a couple weeks buffer from the Star Wars Avengers of the world to literally in between Star Wars and Avengers. So people are speculating that Disney is going to move Solo to December.
Really?
Like, they're speculating that because we haven't seen any promos or anything like that, that it's going to be bad.
That makes sense.
It's going to be bad, and they're going to move it. I don't think they will, dude. I think that's admitting failure. I don't think Disney admits failure.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have 4,000 people trapped in a room right now making that movie good, and they're not allowed to leave until it's great.
I would not doubt that.
Yeah.
Either.
That's what I believe Disney would do.
Why would you just not do that?
Right.
If it's bad, then you're like, make it better.
Yeah. I just imagine, like, you know, like in The Martian, you got to do the JPL when they're like, you got to do this in 2 months. And they're like, we need 6. And he's like, 2.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I imagine the VFX people are for Solo right now. Like, just trapped in a room, like Donald Glover sleeping, and he pours coffee into a mesh trash can. And it's just it's this thing. Also, can I just completely ADD the show real quick?
Yeah, sure.
So. They were showing Harry Potter. There's a meme going around of Harry Potter as an all-black cast. Okay, they're like, hey, it's time for this now. Let's unwhitewash some things that have been whitewashed. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Don't even care about that. Here's what I care about. All right. They said that Harry Potter should be played by Donald Glover. And I am so sick of Donald Glover, dude. Why Donald Glover?
Dude, because he's the best, man.
Like, they said that Morgan Freeman should play Dumbledore. Best. That sounds awesome. Okay, that sounds great. Voldemort was some other dude. All right, Denzel
like
was in there at some point.
Kind of thing?
I don't know. It's a meme on Twitter, dude. Someone photoshopped it and it spread like wildfire. Okay, it's how Twitter works. Problem is, I don't agree with Donald or Daniel, whichever the young one is, not the guy in Lethal Weapon. Donald Glover.
Yeah. Danny is the old one.
Okay. It's too confusing.
He's too old for that shit.
Yeah, not Murtaugh. Donald Glover wouldn't be a good Harry Potter. I agree! Donald Glover's not good at anything! Also, I was sitting, waiting for Murder on the Orient Express, which I went and watched this weekend. All right, they were showing Newbies before the movies. We've talked about that a lot on the show, Newbies. One of them was an ad for Atlanta Season 2. There was a crocodile in the ad, just crawling on a sidewalk in front of the dudes hanging out on top of a car. And I'm like, there's no crocodiles in Atlanta. Like, what does a crocodile have to do with Atlanta, dude? Atlanta is landlocked and miles away from Florida. Like, it's essentially
there
Tennessee.
Be crocodiles there.
No! No!
You know that?
Only at the zoo!
Have you lived in Atlanta?
I've been there twice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, how many times have you been there?
Have you left the airport?
I might have been there four times,
have
actually.
Have you left the airport?
I flew once.
That's a no.
Been back. Yeah, I've been there four times. I've been to Atlanta four times.
I've been there more than that, so suck it.
Did you see any crocodiles, man?
I didn't leave the airport, so no I didn't.
I don't know what I was doing right there. I was trying to intimidate you with head movements. It didn't work. I don't think you were intimidated.
I wasn't at all.
No.
That was just dumb and weird looking.
All right. While we're talking about movies, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Season 2 of Cosmos, Possible Worlds. All right. Did you watch Season 1 of Cosmos at all?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. I liked it too. I thought it was really educational and really well done. Here's what I'm mad about. I'm not really mad. I'm concerned, okay? Cosmos 2 is going to be Possible Worlds. So is it going to be all about, like, the future that could be if we don't change our act or whatever? Because isn't that the problem? Like, what I don't want is that. Because I feel like Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth did more harm than good for global warming. Because now everyone can be like, yeah, well, like what Al Gore said, that we'd all be underwater by now. And so now any scientific research that comes out, everyone just dismisses it because Al Gore ruined it.
Right.
And that's what I feel like if Cosmos comes out and it makes a prediction that's off by any amount of time, people are just going to be like, well, yeah, I saw you were wrong. Everything else you do is wrong. And it's going to ruin science again. Are you worried about that at all? Because I'm worried about that.
Yeah, I mean, I just, I don't know. Possible World sounds to me like they'd be exploring, like,
the aliens and stuff? Yeah, like, other planets?
The other, like, I don't know, we know about, like, 9 other exoplanets out there surrounding other stars that could possibly inhabit life.
That'd be cool. I'd watch that. I'd watch that.
So I think that's what I
could they do an entire series, though, on aliens?
I don't know.
I don't feel like they could, right?
I don't really remember Cosmos. It's been a second since I've seen
it. Well, Cosmos was about everything that happened from the formation of Earth till now. Mm. So, like, the Big Bang and the first cells and then gorillas and whatever, and then Galileo, they went through, like, scientific discoveries
and
stuff.
That's right. Yeah, they've learned a little bit more, I think, with the whole gravitational waves thing since then. So,
I mean, they got
new stuff to come.
I just feel like everything they're going to come out with now is going to be speculation, and then when anything is made not speculative and is actually proved, no one's going to believe any of it.
Yeah.
And no, it's going to ruin sense. It. That's what I feel.
I mean, people love to think about what's possible and where things could go.
Yeah, but then it shouldn't be presented by scientists.
Yeah.
It should be presented.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, really?
Yeah, he's got like a PhD in astrophysics.
Yeah, that was like, what, 30, 40 years ago?
Oh, so people who are old, they're dumber, not smarter?
I'm just saying, he's also been in the public eye a lot, way too much.
Well, yeah, but I think that's off the back of Cosmos, right?
Yeah. Like, he is the go-to scientist, just like Bill Nye is
right.
the go-to
and
scientist.
And Bill Nye totally
Bill Nye
discredited now.
Yeah, doesn't know shit.
Because he made Bill
he's
Nye
a,
again.
He's a biological engineer.
Well, and Bill Nye also made that Netflix reboot, and it was the worst thing anyone had ever seen.
Oh, dude, there was a scene from it that just...
It's bad.
It broke my brain.
It was... Oh, like, in a good way?
No.
No, like, it broke your brain
it
from bad.
Like, they had, like, a rap dance.
A rap
singing.
Dance. Okay, yeah.
Portion about gender fluidity, and it was just It was okay. just terrible.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
It was just really poorly
written. Sounds really bad.
You could have just spoke about it, and it would have been less dumb. But
well, that's what I mean. So now Bill Nye was doing all this chest beating about global warming, and he was mm-hmm. finally warming people, and then he made that, and now no one wants to talk about Bill Nye anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's what you know Bill Nye for now.
Right.
Is for that. And now Neil deGrasse, that's what I'm worried. Like, Neil deGrasse Tyson's going to come out, and he's going to also be bad. And I like Neil deGrasse Tyson. Like, people who are smart shouldn't get involved in pop culture.
No. But they do. There's an interview with him and Katy Perry.
That's because there's so much money in it, right? Like, he's got to be making money for
is
being
math
with...
math related to science.
What?
That's all I remember.
Huh?
He had an interview with Katy Perry, who is a dumb person. She
oh, did
is
she
dumb,
ask that question?
She asked that question to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Is math related to science?
And his face went like...
What did he expect?
There's a pretty good PewDiePie video on that.
You want to pull that up, man? Is he going to drop the N-word in it?
Yep, he will.
Is he going to talk about being a Nazi? Jeez, dude. Like, I feel kind of bad. I don't feel bad for PewDiePie, but at the same time, I don't know how to explain this. I'll sound like a PewDiePie sympathizer, all right? There's a video going around of PewDiePie talking about another Swedish streamer. And he does, like, an edit where he's like, and we all know that so-and-so is a racist, like, I mean, and then it cuts, and he's like, and it's a Swedish guy like me. And it's an obvious joke. Yeah. Like, he's poking fun at himself.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, he slipped up! He finally admitted it! And I'm like...
Oh, yeah, there's a...
People are so dumb, dude!
I forget the fucking publication of it, but...
Katy Perry wrote Chain to the Rhythm. She's not very bright. Well, you don't like Chain to the Rhythm, man? You don't like Chain to the Rhythm?
She's a smart lady, that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to be smart to be talented like her.
There's an article going around saying that PewDiePie's using the Logan Paul situation and be like, what I did wasn't that bad.
I mean, it was still bad, though. Like,
he hadn't said that. He just said that.
At least he didn't film a dead person?
Okay, minus the N-word. When he was doing his Nazi shit... Those are jokes.
Yeah, but that's like...
Those are hardcore that's jokes.
It's like Saddam being like, at least I didn't put people in containment camps. Like, Hitler's worse. It's different degrees of bad. That doesn't mean that you're forgiven for being a racist.
The Hitler shit should not have been the thing that blew up in the media.
Probably not.
The N-word, that understandably...
I mean, yeah, that's not good, yeah.
Understandably a big deal.
But, again, he's not from America. There's a little difference there.
Either way.
Yeah.
Either way. All the Nazi stuff was sarcasm.
Right.
It was jokes.
Well, and I think a lot of it's tainted by American opinions. Like, I really do. Like,
They just blew him up, and he lost his show.
Yep.
Lost his sponsorship.
Well, so did Logan Paul.
Immediately.
He lost all his stuff last week, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. He made the video about Logan before he did lose all that stuff, though. And he was saying he doesn't think that YouTube should take it away. He just thinks that...
Well, he can't. If he thinks that YouTube should take it away, then he would have to think that YouTube should take his stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
He has to believe, like I do, that YouTube shouldn't do anything.
No.
That the audience should speak. Yeah. Unless it is deliberately harmful to others.
I mean, showing a dead person's kind of...
It hurts
really
nobody.
Hard.
I mean, it hurts the person who's dead and that person's family.
Yep.
But so does me talking about someone badly on this show. Like, to a greater extent, it's multiplied because of Logan Paul's influence.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not physically harming anybody.
Right.
There's no physical harm.
Oh, yeah.
It is not against the law to hurt people's feelings.
Right.
Period. You can't prosecute a thought crime or an emotional impact. And I feel like that's how YouTube should run. If it is an actual crime, or if it is physically harming somebody, which is usually a physical crime, then YouTube should take action. Otherwise, hands off.
Yeah. Now, there's this whole new thing called hate speech now, which...
Well, hate speech has always been a thing. I mean, I get it. Okay. But still, that is a gray area. Like, where do you draw the line?
Though,
where do you draw the line at hate speech?
Words, though.
Like, is this hate speech? Is this hate speech? There's no book that says, once you say the N-word, that's hate speech.
Right.
You know?
I think advocating violence in speech.
But that's not the only definition of hate speech.
It's one of them, though.
Yeah. But it's not the only one. So then do you say, okay, I'm racist towards these people because of intelligence? Is that hate speech? Is that bannable? Or is it only when I say we need to get these people because they're dumb is that bannable? That's the thing.
I don't know.
Which is why YouTube should just not be in it.
Right.
Because then if they're going to police, then they have to police everybody equally, and that's impossible. Mm-hmm. Because there's capitalistic reasons involved for them to not go after Logan Paul. Like, they didn't go after Logan Paul. Okay? They also didn't go after PewDiePie. They only did this stuff once everybody's like, how come YouTube isn't doing anything?
Yeah.
And because they set the precedence to begin with, now they have to continue to do it. Where they should have came out and been like, look, if you don't like Logan Paul, don't watch his videos. He doesn't get paid by us.
Right.
Well, I mean, they could cut off their payment of him, like, not give him shows they co-finance.
Well, and he also started off the video saying that he wasn't going to monetize this video.
Right, but that's the thing. It's like, any time someone tweets or mentions Logan Paul, even critically, okay, you're promoting Logan Paul.
Right.
That's what he feeds off of.
Same way with Trump.
I don't know, isn't his fans all kids? Showing a video of a dead person, is it something you should be showing kids? I mean, yeah, Morris, I agree with you. I have an 8-year-old. I also live in the world where our president paid off a porn star, and that's just in the media. Like, my 8-year-old shouldn't know that either, but the leader of the free world, he's gonna find out. Twitter exists. Like, I can't live in this bubble where I'm not gonna assume when he's 12 he's gonna be looking through trending topics and Bukkake is gonna show up in the trend list. Like, I can't live in a world where that doesn't exist. That's not Twitter's job to remove Bukkake. It's my job to make sure he doesn't look at Twitter. And if YouTube is out of control, I don't let him go on Chatterbait, because that's what Chatterbait does. It's like, if YouTube's out of control and showing dead people all the time, then okay, he's not allowed to watch YouTube. He's not allowed to watch Logan Paul. That's my job as a parent, not YouTube's job as a company.
Right. But, I mean, it is their precedent as being a company to do what they want, but I agree with you that they shouldn't have gotten involved.
Well, I agree with you. The company could do whatever they want. I think that their problem is that they started policing.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have to continually police.
Yeah.
And they're just going to get beat down until eventually there's no freedom of speech anymore on the internet. And the internet is literally the last bastion of free speech, or bad.
Right-wingers have been trying to leave YouTube for something else for
I want YouTube to crash and burn more than anybody in the world,
yeah.
Because I hate YouTube. It sucks. All right? Navigation sucks. All the content on it sucks. They won't give me ads. It sucks. Okay? Burn YouTube to the ground. Go somewhere else. Okay? But with that said, I wish YouTube wouldn't police people.
Yeah. No, there's a whole bunch of free speech kind of sites.
You talk about that Trump and Russia thing? You have to be more specific.
I don't think the P-gate. No, I don't think we're talking about that.
No. But. Like, literally this week, it came out that Donald Trump paid like $150,000 to a porn star, essentially in hush money, to have sex with her and never talk about it. Like, they came out.
Yeah, the peeing on.
Yeah, the pee stuff was, but not the porn star stuff.
I don't know.
No, now there's several other porn stars who are also coming out and being like, yeah, he did the same thing with me.
What, you don't think porn stars aren't going to take some cash to be like, hey, yeah.
I don't know. You don't think Trump's going to pay for a porn star to bang him? Because I got news for you. If I had that much money and it was a possibility, I'd do it. You would too.
You want to hear a story, actually?
Sure.
I talked to a male stripper this weekend.
Okay. How is Antonio Pinella?
He's also an escort.
How is Michael Colton Bash?
It was a very interesting conversation.
Those are two jokes our audience won't understand, and the people I made fun of will never hear. That's literally just for Colton.
So the ladies in the group of friends that I hang out with went to 50 Shades of Men here in town.
Okay.
Which is just literally a Magic Mike show.
Okay.
Basically.
Is Matthew McConaughey there?
No.
That's too bad. I would have gone if he was there.
And then so one of them went backstage and met one of the guys.
How'd they swing that?
You had to pay.
Okay. Oh, it's like part of the ticket package. Okay. Okay.
Right. But then she talks to him, and then she's like, text him. She gets his number, and then they come over to where we're hanging out after the show's done.
Honest quit. Did they try to recruit you?
No.
Okay.
No. I would have been flattered.
I mean.
But no.
I feel like you could.
One of them was talking to the girl that went backstage. The other one was downstairs with me.
Okay.
And another girl. And then we were just having a conversation.
Okay.
For this entire time about his life and how it
how did he end up becoming a 50 Shades of Men guy?
I just was so curious.
Right,
he
I would
was
be too.
So normal.
I totally get
his
that.
The conversation was so normal, minus what was being said.
Right.
Nice guy, but holy shit. Right.
You're having a serious conversation about being a stripper,
yes,
basically.
Yes, and an escort. He's
right.
Told me that he's gone on a week-long paid escort trip for $15,000. all the while, she was paying for more shit for him. She paid for the food. She paid for the stay. She paid for everything.
And all she wanted was that hog.
Technically, they don't have to have sex.
Well, right. Because right. then it's illegal. Mm-hmm. But
and they could say no.
Right.
But they with the time and this the time in between two consenting adults, right. just, it can happen.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my fucking
yeah,
God.
Yeah, he's not being paid for the sex. He's being paid
it
for the accompaniment.
Blowed my mind.
Blew?
Blowed it. It blowed it all up.
It
man.
Blowed his mind, and the lady was also blowed. Mm-hmm. Or no, he was blowed, by mm-hmm. the way. Never mind. It was a...
Just a side note. I thought that was
that's crazy, dude. Yeah, but that's I
really
mean that's
really interesting.
That's what I mean. It's like, I mean, I don't necessarily need to get back on that topic again. But like, Chad, I mean, I don't mean I'm not saying what these people are doing is right.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying it's not my job for to or it's not YouTube's job to say whether they're right or wrong. It's mm-hmm. my job to decide if me and the people that I can influence should watch that material. That's
yep.
what I'm saying.
But the yeah, and it's just lazy parenting. It really, really,
yes.
really, it really is.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's an autoplay feature. They click on one video, and then due to – it's happened a couple of times with the kids' channel. There's a whole bunch of weird,
right.
weird shit on
but that's,
YouTube
that's
kids.
Machine learning and algorithms.
Right.
That's not someone at YouTube saying we're going to put this in the playlist.
Yeah, but it's in the playlist.
Right.
And it happens, and then your child, because you had it on autoplay, and
right.
you're just sitting in front of an iPad – all of a sudden, now you're seeing Spider-Man, like, hump Elsa. There's a video
I mean, yeah,
of that
I totally agree with you.
And that,
okay,
I don't know.
Okay, you're saying it's okay? Yeah, it's totally okay. I hope there are more videos of dead people.
Oh, yeah.
Why can they make that documentary with Bruce Willis, and that's fine,
no.
but they can't have Logan Paul do the same thing?
No,
that's a joke. That's a joke, by the way.
It should have been taken down immediately. Because they set
precedent already.
Right.
Yes.
A lot of other creators immediately got on the bandwagon
yeah.
and started being like, look at this fucking video that Logan Paul's in. And
right.
they show, like, the thumbnail or
right.
just his face.
And then
face
they're
in
all
it.
Banned.
And then
yeah.
they theirs gets taken
agreed.
Down
agreed.
While Logan Paul's is still up on the fucking
and
trending page.
And that's
page.
The problem. That's literally what my point is.
It went
is,
against the guidelines of
YouTube. YouTube shouldn't have. They should either do it consistently to everybody.
No, there's different tiers
with,
now, man.
With total, what's the word? Objectification,
mm-hmm.
where it doesn't matter. Everything, everyone's the same. I'm
yep.
the same as Logan Paul.
Right.
All right? If I filmed a dead guy, I would get banned. Logan Paul should get banned.
Yep.
That's what I mean. They have to do that, or they shouldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta pick.
Yep.
You can't have one or the other. With limited exceptions, and then the limited exceptions, whatever those are, where if it's dead people or it's porn, it don't matter. You gotta enforce those rules the same.
Consistently.
Right, consistently.
And not
no matter how popular it is.
Groups
yes.
of you have a million more subs.
Right, because
oh,
Logan Paul brings us
tier.
this much money
right.
in our spreadsheet, he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how it works, dude.
Nope.
You gotta get him out so more people can come in.
Yep.
And that's how you police it.
Right.
And you draw the line wherever you want that line to be drawn, but then you have to police that line.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not.
Right, and
that's
then it's
sad.
Up to the individual and the parents and guardians and influencers to decide what's right and what's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Then YouTube can adjust based on that, and then they have to police it consistently.
There's this really good YouTube channel called Counter Arguments.
Okay.
It's a little smaller. It's only got, like, maybe 100,000 followers.
All right, so they're all demonetized still.
Yeah. Yep. He had a video, and its title was Punch a Nazi. The
okay.
point of his videos, every video title, is the argument that he's making a counter-argument for.
Okay, so he's
and
arguing
so,
against punching Nazis.
Yes.
Okay.
And so YouTube just removed the video.
Right.
Just off the list.
Which
gave him a community guideline strike for
oh.
promoting violence against a group of people. When his entire video was debunking
was the opposite.
Uh-huh. But then he showed four different clips of four other YouTube channels where everyone in it is like, if you see a Nazi,
yeah.
punch them.
Well, and that's why, for the record, chat, I want YouTube to burn down to the ground.
Because mm-hmm.
it's awful.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Thankfully,
I want a new phoenix to rise from its ashes.
Yeah, they're not consistent.
It's,
that's
not
going to
happen.
That's a very bad thing.
Yeah. I hate it, you know?
Yep.
But what are you going to do? There's no other player out there. Facebook's locked behind your personality. You can't not be a person on Facebook. You have to be a person.
Right.
All right. Even if you're a brand, then you just feel like an ad.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be an alias on Facebook. It's
yeah.
not possible. Like and Twitch, they're trying, but I don't blame them. They care more about live than they do about video on demand, and, right. and until live works, because Twitch has their own problems with content and consistency, just like YouTube does. But the difference is YouTube is 15 years old and Twitch is 5.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
They're just trying out new things, man. They're like, they saw a big enough hit from advertisers leaving Google Ads when their ads right. were showing in front of Alex Jones.
That's how it works, man. It's the same thing with Fox News. Yeah. Like, they didn't fire Bill O'Reilly until mm-hmm. his advertisers right. started pulling out.
That's just shitty.
But, like, it is. It really is.
Yeah, you remember how in Social Network, like, he didn't want to run ads initially.
Right.
Because he wanted it to be a community right. rather than for profit.
Right.
And then all these are for profit, man.
Yeah,
clearly
but,
fucking
you know, if you're Mark Zuckerberg, you could make an argument that it's not about advertising still. Mm-hmm. It's about community awareness of local products or things that are nope. interesting to you. Because
now they play ads during videos are 30 seconds
but
long.
But it's not an ad.
No, it's an ad.
It's an interest to you because he in the movie, they're like, we're not going to show ads for Mountain Dew on everyone's page. Like, that's what he says.
No, now they do, though.
No, they only show Mountain Dew to people who drink Mountain Dew.
Still.
I mean, it's an ad.
Yeah, it's an ad.
But I'm saying, from Mark Zuckerberg's perspective,
it's a curated ad.
It's curated content that you're interested in that they happen to make money off of.
Still an ad.
Because there's no difference to Mark Zuckerberg besides a dollar amount. If they show you a Pepsi because Pepsi wants you to see it, or if they show you a photo with a Pepsi in it that your grandmother is drinking. There's no difference to him, and they know that. That's why I deleted Facebook, because yeah. that is some crazy stuff. And I sound like a conspiracy theorist whenever I talk about Facebook, yeah. but if you think that Facebook doesn't know that your grandma's drinking Pepsi, you're a crazy person, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They love data.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's their business. Data. Also, yeah. that's, for the record, that's Google's business as well. It's also Amazon's business. Which is silly, because that kind of, like, why does Google care so much then about YouTube making a money if they make so much money off AdSense?
Yeah. Just leave it alone.
Just delete Logan Paul, you know?
Just leave it.
Because it's like more so, I mean, they push an ideology, but they do it inconsistently based on the pocketbook.
Yeah, that's not going to go anywhere, I don't think.
Google's getting sued? What are you talking about?
I think they're getting sued for, like, discriminating against white people.
Oh, that thing? We talked about that, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
with that.
That's not going to go anywhere.
No.
Because Google's got 4,000 lawyers.
Yeah.
You can't fight them.
They'll just settle.
Right. That's why you can't launch a new YouTube, because mm-hmm. YouTube's too big.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably a YouTube competitor out there right now. No one's ever heard of it. I guarantee you there are two idiots sitting in their living room, like we are, trying to build the next YouTube, mm-hmm. and no one will pay attention to it. I guarantee you. There's probably 15 of them.
There's one already out there.
Yeah.
But regardless, yeah, you can't process 400 hours of video a minute
right.
like YouTube can.
Yeah.
Because you're not Google.
I mean, I remember back in the day when we were first doing this, there were several video sites. Like Rever. Remember Rever was the one we used for a mm-hmm. while because they were the first one that shared revenue?
Yeah.
Because YouTube back in the day ran ads, but they didn't give you any of it.
Right.
You didn't make money off YouTube unless you were huge. Like, back in the day, there was no AdSense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is before AdSense. So they ran ads, but it was like, if you're PewDiePie, we'll give you some money.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, like, they would send you mini fridges, or, like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, kind of payola type stuff back in, like, 2004 and 2005 when I first got into this. And Rever was the one that's like, if you come here, we'll split our revenue with you 50-50. Mm-hmm. And that's how they worked.
I don't know.
Morris says that Google has no case and they can't hide it.
I don't think they are.
I don't think they need one.
I don't think they care.
Companies like Google could murder someone and get away with it because yeah. they're so big and they have so many lawyers.
Mm-hmm. They just blame it on one guy right. who pressed the wrong button on a computer.
Yeah. Yeah, remember that, guys. We live in a world now where some dude can send a "this is not a test ballistic missile" thing to all of an entire state.
Yep.
And just LOL about it.
LOL about it. It's fucking...
It's a crazy world we live in, man.
Crazy world.
All right. This thing right here. The Tesla suit simulates full body touch in VR by zapping your nerves. So this thing is a full body suit with the entire thing is haptic feedback. And it will make you feel whatever is happening in your video game. They could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue, shoot someone, not lose a single support. I see that cap ahead. I see it. But they probably could. Because we're indifferent.
You remember that. That's a Trump quote, right?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Trump said that. Jesus. Back on the campaign. Yeah.
Like, he said that he could do that?
Uh-huh. at a rally.
All right.
Yep.
That's great. Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. And he's our president. Uh-huh. He got elected.
So this is for sex, right?
No, this is for VR.
This is for sex.
Oh, it's for VR sex?
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't.
This is for sex.
Maybe for women more than men.
Yeah, I don't really know how you do that. But
for men, yeah, I don't really know how that work. But
I mean, it looks sweet.
Virtual reality is a feast for the eyes and ears, but what about the rest of your body? Companies are experimenting with ways to incorporate touch into VR experiences, and while products like the Sense Glove are cool, the Tesla suit is an effort to move fully immersed people in virtual environments, providing almost every inch of your body with haptic feedback. At CES 2018, along with the folding machine, Digital Trends talked to Tesla suit CEO Dmitry about the suit's product. The suit uses electro-tactile haptic feedback system to really put you inside the games you are playing. It covers the entire body. Currently, we have 68 channels. We're going to expand more, even more by the time we hit the consumer level. It provides sensations anything from stroke to a hard impact, but the hard impact was specifically limited to the own wearer's strength, not to damage any tissue or anything to keep it safe. In theory, you're going to be able to feel when you bump into walls or reach out to touch something in-game. Our electro-tactile haptic feedback system gives you the ability to touch and feel objects inside the virtual world.
I can't wait until somebody just gets fully and then just burns.
The haptic feedback system, which stimulates your nerves directly with no electricity, so you can feel things in the environment, is already common in the world of physical therapy. It's like the suit could be useful in those contexts, but for now, the marketing seems to be focused squarely on the virtual reality market. Market that Miklichuk thinks is slowly reaching its potential. What do you think, man?
I just don't want to get shocked.
Well, what if you could set the
I'm sure the range? It does, yeah. And it's not going
to... Like, every time he gets shot in Call of Duty, it's just like a boom, you know?
Yeah, right. That'd be sweet.
Ah, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's a tickle game, and they're like...
That would suck ass. Then you couldn't take it
off. Sounds
good,
but it's not practical. I agree, dude. I think after you mention the sex thing, that's all I can think about now.
Oh, yeah. It's 1,000%.
Like, this is 100% going to be for porn, yeah. Right? This is getting us to the... what's that movie where the dude like loses his brain and Colin Farrell was in it? And
yeah, Minority Report.
No.
Oh.
It was another remake.
Uh-huh.
They made it like several years ago.
Shit.
It was bad. I don't remember what it's called.
It's with Arnie. Was the first one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Running Man. Is it Running Man? No, it's not Running Man. Marathon.
No.
Home Alone. Shit. I have to Google it. I don't like Googling. I wish we were smart enough to just remember things, dude. I wish we were smart enough to just remember things.
It's more up, man. It's newer than that.
Total Recall.
Yep.
Total Recall. That's it. It's going to be like that. Where eventually we're just going to be in our haptic suits with our virtual reality helmets, and that's going to be our life, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep. No, I thought you were talking about Minority Report, where he goes to, like... he brings the lady person to this one guy, and he's in this virtual, like...
Oh, you're right.
Place.
Yeah, that is a scene
like
in that. I forgot about
that.
A dude
getting, like, an award from his boss.
Right, yeah.
Definitely a dude having sex.
Yeah, just banging some lady. Mm-hmm. Yep, I remember that.
That's where VR is going.
That's more advanced than VR, though. That's like holograms, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looked like that, but it's virtual reality because it's not actually reality.
I don't know, man. That seems more depressing to me.
Yeah.
Like, I literally get depressed when I play Skyrim because I don't live in Tamriel. Like, right. I don't want it to be more real.
Dude, Ready Player One.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I guess, man.
Poor people, that's how they'll solve the whole, they don't need
basic. That's what I don't get about Ready Player One. You read that book, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well... I don't get that about Ready Player One. Is like, how do these poor people who have trailer homes stacked on top of trailer homes afford VR headsets?
I think they're like giving out so they don't riot for how shitty their living conditions are.
I want that then.
Yeah.
When do we start getting that?
Right?
Yeah.
Where I'm at.
I mean, we're getting false ballistic missile reports. We're getting close, right? It's getting there.
It's getting pretty close. When you start living in like trailers and like shipping containers and shit like that.
Well, how about you start, and I'll see based on how good you handle it, I'll move in afterwards.
Okay,
right?
Perfect.
I don't know. This is kind of cool. It's like it's the next.
It's a good start.
It's the logical next step to me. Like, because VR is all about immersion. So eventually you're gonna
want
to
work
it,
on the walking thing, man.
Well, they have those too, where like they're in a dome and you like wear special shoes and you just walk and stuff.
Yeah, but those are really expensive.
Yeah, well, I'm sure these are. So is VR, for the record. Yeah, VR is also expensive because they're like, oh, the headset's $200. Well, yeah, but you got to have something to power the headset. And you still got to buy all the games for it. Yep. You still got to have a big enough room that your VR works. Like, I got news for you. My two-bedroom apartment doesn't have a big enough room to do VR. Yes. All right? You have to have a special room for VR. Mm-hmm. I don't have a special room for a podcast. Like, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
Like, this is another demographic that we're not in. So, mm-hmm. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. You excited about this, man? We read a lot of stories from this paper, and I'm not totally certain if it's real. The cannabis. Nearly 70 Congress members pushed spending bill amendment to protect state legal marijuana. Last week, there's been a groundswell of support to include this amendment in appropriations legislation. So, members of Congress have proposed a spending bill amendment that would ensure protections for states that have legalized marijuana. Nearly 70 U.S. representatives signed into law on Friday to the House of Representatives leadership asking for the inclusion of the provision known as the McClintock-Polis Amendment. So it ensures the U.S. Department of Justice funds cannot be used to interfere with states that have authorized some form of marijuana legalization. They have taken on a new level of urgency in the wake of the U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, January 4th member overseeing Obama-era guidance on marijuana enforcement. Jared Polis, Democrat from Colorado, told The Cannabist. Could you imagine being a politician and talking to a paper called The Cannabist?
No.
It's nuts. In the last week, there's been a groundswell of support to include this amendment in appropriations legislation, he said. Last April, a letter from Representative Tom McClintock, a Republican from California, and Polis requesting inclusion of their amendment in the appropriations bill had a total of 16 signatures. The letter sent Friday had the support of 69 members. So,
is that enough to...
Well, I think... I don't know. Don't know. I think that's enough to get it acknowledged, but I think what... Okay, so I think the way this works... All right, we could read this whole article, but it looks really long. I think the way it works is like they're going to put it onto another bill that's going to get passed. And then it's going to – like I think that's how a lot of laws are made in this country. It's like here's the school bus law, and then also, you know, you can't kill parrots. Like they're just on – they're just in there together for no reason because, you know, that's how laws work.
I can't kill parrots.
So like I feel like that's what's happening here. They're going to put it onto some other law, and then it's going to be law, and then
– that is how it works.
Trump will veto it. And
I'm a bill.
Up on Capitol Hill. Is that what you were referencing, man?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I don't know, dude. It doesn't really matter to us in Kansas.
Nope.
Still illegal. Will be probably forever.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, obviously California, Colorado, those are two huge states with $1 billion in money being made from weed sales. So, I mean, it just makes sense that this would happen.
And Trump likes money. I don't understand why he's like... I don't know if
there's a lot of that stuff.
Is his like go to guy or what? Or he told him to do it?
I don't know if he's ever spoken to him.
Personal vendetta against pot because he really hates it and black people.
I don't know how. I feel like none of this stuff is about what it's really about.
Yeah.
Like I feel like Jeff Sessions is out against weed. I feel like it's not actually against weed. It's about something else. I don't know what it's about. I just feel like it's not actually about weed. I feel like when Trump appoints Jeff Sessions, it's not actually about appointing this specific man to this role. It's about not appointing other people. Like, everything's about something else in this administration, I feel like.
I get that. I feel that.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, man.
I don't think... The ball's already gotten rolling. You can't unroll the ball.
Agreed. Like,
can't do it.
Billion-dollar industries here.
Yeah.
Like these aren't potheads hanging out on the couch in their mom's basement anymore.
Yeah, they're taxed.
Like they can afford lawyers.
And they yes.
Yeah, like they
pay.
They're business people now.
Mm-hmm.
Millionaires, business people. Yeah.
I don't know how it's taken this long.
You should have moved there 4 years ago when I told you to start selling weed, man.
Yep.
You messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Think how much better your life
can't unroll a joint.
That's a good one.
It's already here.
Oh,
we've got to smoke it.
That's funny. Cannot roll the joint. All right, let's watch this stupid video.
This episode is supported by Skillshare.
Don't care.
Do you ever wonder how your brain stacks up to those around you?
Nope.
Well, if you're standing tall beside them, you might be smarter. Researchers have already uncovered that tall people are often higher earners, which was hypothesized to be linked to self-esteem, social dominance, or discrimination against
tall
people. However, a 2009 study revealed that taller children have higher average cognitive test scores. Or maybe you're the oldest sibling. A study of 250,000 Norwegian military personnel found that the firstborn had an average IQ 2.3 points higher than younger siblings. This wasn't genetically based.
Technically, you're the oldest sibling because you don't have siblings.
This is when you were a baby,
why? Because it's all about me being smart.
No,
because I'm tall and I'm an oldest sibling.
Big old averages, man.
We're gonna continue to listen to it. I like what it's saying
averages
so far.
Are
you breastfed or bottle fed? A Brazilian study.
Breastfed or bottle fed?
I have no idea.
How do you not know?
I don't ask those questions, and I cannot remember.
Well, I was breastfed. All
congratulations.
Right? Yeah. Off your mother.
Oh, shit.
They tracked over 3,000 babies to the age of 30. Researchers found that breastfeeding duration and amount was positively associated with IQ, education, and income. Speaking of drinking, alcohol is bad for your brain, right?
Oh.
Maybe so, but the intelligent among us are more drawn to booze. A study found that intelligent children in both the UK and the US were more likely to grow up to consume more alcohol.
Yeah!
Similarly, a study that assessed the IQ of 6,713 11-year-olds and then followed them up to age 42 found the same thing to be true for drug use like cannabis, cocaine, amphetamines, and magic mushrooms.
One for you,
why
man!
Why would smart people seek substances that could harm
them? You love cocaine!
Known as the Savannah IQ interaction.
Oh, yeah!
It suggests that more intelligent people have evolved novel values and preferences. For example, while the majority of us function best during the daytime, the novel environment
done
is
that
the nighttime.
Therefore, on the count of
the dust. Predicts that
name that movie, chat.
Are more intelligent.
And
analysis
more intelligent.
Of the National Longitudinal Study of Adolescent Health confirmed this prediction. If you find this information worrying, you're likely pretty bright. A sample of 126 undergraduate students found verbal intelligence was a unique positive predictor of worry and rumination. However, people who didn't worry scored higher on tests of nonverbal intelligence. Like daydreaming, a new study has found that daydreamers may be more intelligent,
I don't really
suggesting
do that.
That people with efficient brains may have too much brain capacity to stop their minds from wandering. Are you a lefty?
I do
a
too much.
A study of 96 left-handed and 96 right-handed individuals found that lefties scored greater creativity as well as measures of divergent thinking, the ability to generate new ideas from a single principle. You have little control over being a lefty or a righty, but if you want to take your intelligence into your own hands, consider a music lesson. After only 20 days of music training,
that's you,
a study found
you
that 90% of the preschool-aged children showed improvements in verbal intelligence.
I know all this is bullshit.
While you're at it,
because I'm dumb as hell. And none of this is, no.
Well, so far, you're shorter than me, all right? It's one strike, smart.
Stay up later than you, pot, drink alcohol.
I think on averages, though, I've stayed up later than you longer than you have.
I don't think so.
Because I only started going to bed early about your age.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to not, like, I used to stay. Have you ever, how many all-nighters you pulled in your life?
Oh.
You ever pulled a two-nighter?
No.
I have several of them.
That's stupid.
Super Smash Brothers Melee, dude.
That's retarded.
Woo! Like, eight-nighters, dude.
Woo!
In the summer, dude, you played so much Melee. I drank, like, 48 Mountain Dews in a weekend. We stayed up two nights, dude. It was great. Young Link on Temple. Oh, my nipples. Oh, God, it's so good. All right, what? You know what? I love the quote system.
Yep.
Thank you, Fictional, for staying on top of it. But I'm just saying, all right? Smarter than you. This science proves it.
This science proves it,
yeah. I'm an older sibling, taller than you. I don't remember what the other ones were.
That's about it.
Quit smoking. Unlike other risky behaviors, a study of 20,000 18-year-old males serving in the Israeli army found IQ scores are lower in male smokers than non-smokers.
So you stopped smoking, which means you were smart enough to realize that you were dumb. IQ 9,000.
Maybe abstinence is
I don't remember number 9 either.
A study that assessed 12,000 teens from grade 7 to 12 found
I think someone else might have done that one.
A higher IQ are more likely to be a virgin. A separate study found this extends.
All right, what age did you lose your virginity?
16.
Well, I lost it at 18.
So wait, what? What is this?
No. How old was I? I might have been 19. I think I was 19.
Virginity likelihood what?
This is the smarter you are, the longer you are, the longer you wait to lose your virginity.
I gotcha. My legs really hurt.
He's like doing some weird bicycle kicks over here.
I'm fucking dying. Well.
By age 19, 80% of U.S. males and 75% of females have lost their virginity, and 87% of college undergraduates have lost theirs. However, when assessing elite colleges, this number becomes much lower.
It's because they don't have time for sex. They're too busy smart
undergraduates
studying.
Have had sex, 59% at Harvard, and 51% at MIT.
Also, okay, that's actually crazy. Yeah. 51% at MIT are virgins?
Dude, they don't have time.
I guess, dude.
Do you find this picture funny? Congratulations. Your
dark like
sense
one.
Of humor is positively associated with intelligence.
Yeah! My sense of humor could
it's
not be darker.
It's important to remember correlation doesn't equal causation, but it is interesting to investigate.
But see, I don't understand what that means. So.
So how many categories did you fit into?
All
let us know in the comments.
It said correlate. That means
your...
these are all averages. It doesn't mean this specifically applies to you.
I disagree with your fake news.
Oh, my God.
All right. What I am I'm taller. I'm an older sibling. I love liquor. I don't smoke, and whatever that last one was, dark humor, I got 5 out of 7, mother liquor.
5 out of 7.
I'm the smartest gosh darn person on this planet.
Yeah. If you're so smart, can you fix my fucking legs?
Yeah, put them up here.
No, you're going to hurt them worse. I'm barely touching them, and they're...
You don't know until I try,
experience
man.
Of smart people that you know.
If you want to become smarter than average...
All right, I lose all respect. You're right, Colby. I'm sorry. Five out of seven, perfect score. Fictional's so right, dude. You remember that meme, the 5 out of 7 meme?
No.
Well, that's because you're too dumb to remember it.
I don't think I was all right.
That's because you're too dumb to remember it, friend. Yeah. We can talk about... There's nothing else I want to talk about. We can talk about mate. You want to talk about the young person's guide to old mate?
To old meat?
I don't want to talk about it. This literally talks about how you should pick your meat.
Like, I go to Walmart and pick the cheapest one.
They say that dry age is one of those buzzy descriptions on restaurant menus that sounds cool or luxurious or at the very least interesting. But what does it actually mean? Why do we want to eat meat that's been sitting around for 100 days? Does an older age always warrant the often inflated price tag? We asked meat master Adam Perry Lang of the forthcoming APL restaurant in Los Angeles to help us cut through the fat, tell us what's important about the world of dry aging beef.
Don't care.
Okay.
Who gives a shit? So you just freeze it for a whole long time? So
I don't know, dude.
So McDonald's has been getting the right idea this entire time. They freeze their meat so it lasts longer and then it's got more flavor.
I don't know, man. We didn't even read the article, so I can't tell you. We can go read it. You
want to
go read it?
Don't
okay.
Want to.
All right. Sorry, chat. You don't get to know about old meat. All right, dudes. Well, that's it for us for today.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time. Twitch.tv/SethandColby for another episode, and then we're back Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time for another episode. Twice a week. That's how
Thursday,
it works.
And then Sunday and then
yeah.
Thursday and then Sunday.
Yeah,
and
it's just how it never ends.
Never ending.
Never ends. It's like a circle. Always keeps going. Just round and around. Never ending.
The circle of life.
Exactly. That's our show. We're the Lion King. Watch
Blam.
Us.
Blam.
Twice
Simba.
A week. Twitch.tv/SethandColby. If you don't want to watch it live, videos on demand, YouTube.com/SethandColby. If you want the audio version, it's on podcast, on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and an RSS feed. Get those links, SethandColby.com. If you want to support the show, follow us on Twitch. We'd really appreciate it if you went and followed us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/SethandColby. It's 100% free. It'd make our life. Also donate to the show and subscribe to the show. Those are the money ways you can help us, and they do help us. So thank you so much for watching and listening today. Guys, we'll see you on Sunday.
Thursday.
Whatever.
Thursday.
Well, I mean, we'll also see him Sunday.
See you on Thursday first, though.
Yeah, Thursday, then Sunday, but also Sunday.
And then that day.
Send prayers for Colby's legs. Bye, yes. Everybody.
Bye.